He's batting 287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau. And Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, pardon me, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back at the pitcher. The line smashed, and he throws a first to double Lenz off first and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play, and the Yanks lead 4-1. Or 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, rather. It wasn't his knee. I think it was. He hurt his knee. Anyway, that was last week. Hey, here's a pitch now to Reed. And it's a high pop foul over by third base. And it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base. And that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's, Brasseau's error. And so after seven innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1. And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning, will be Frank Malzone, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0-for-3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. He's 1-for-2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzone. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzone flied out to end the last inning. And, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renneff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renneff, and he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up, here are scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings, and five innings, rather. And that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after 3 innings. Or Chicago 5, rather. Not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3. Make that after 5 innings at Detroit. Or Chicago, at Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renneff is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston, taste good like a...
Brett Champion is on the phone. Hi, Brett.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Doing good. You are the world's leading authority and foremost expert on fraud, con games, scams, deceptions, and consumer-related topics.
Yes, that is correct. There is no greater expert than me, and that is because for the past 15 years, until I got caught, I perpetrated all of these frauds myself.
What was some of your specialties?
You ever done the old bank examiner? I mean,
I was on Dateline NBC a few months ago when we actually went out and did the bank examiner scam on hidden camera.
Now, what's the bank, for people that don't know, what's the bank examiner scam?
This is one of the classics, and if I ever make it out to Florida, me and both of you guys are going to go out and make a little extra money doing
this.
That's
a gold mine here, I'm telling you.
How does it work?
How it works is I would be standing outside of a bank during a very busy time of the day, dressed in a suit and tie, posing as an FBI agent. And when a customer were to come out of the bank, I would tell them that I was an FBI agent working for the bank examiner's unit, and one of the tellers in the bank was passing counterfeit bills, and we need your help to try and catch this teller. So what we need you to do is go in the bank and withdraw maybe $1,000, $2,000 in cash and bring the money out to us. And what we'll do is give you a receipt for the money. Of course, we'll wire it back into your bank account, and we'll send this money to the lab and analyze it to see if this teller is really passing counterfeit bills.
I would not fall for that.
That is what everybody says. They say that they're too smart to fall for a con, and they would never be so stupid to fall for a con. And what I do when I go on television shows all across the country, and I've done this one time after the other, then you'd be surprised how easy it is to fool just almost anybody.
But your gem, the one that you really go for, are the elderly. They're your best rubes, the elderly, aren't they?
Well, the elderly are the best targets for cons that involve friendship, loneliness, where they need someone to talk to, where they need some kind of companionship. Because you got to remember, most of these old people are sitting at home. They hardly get any visitors. Their kids are just waiting for them to die so they can spend all their money. And these people, when someone calls them up on the telephone or approaches them on the street, they're more than happy to make friends with someone and also give them money.
Yeah, what about calling on the phone, a lot of that phone solicitation? I mean, were you into that stuff?
Yes, and that is one of the things I'm trying to combat the most in my war against fraud. Over $40 billion each year is lost to con artists and scammers just over telemarketing fraud. And these are people calling you on the phone, telling you you qualify for a loan with bad credit or no credit. They tell you you want a brand new car and all you have to do is pay the tax on the car in advance.
How about the old bogus charities?
And the bogus charities.
You actually went out and said you were collecting for the Red Cross.
Red Cross.
That's pretty damn low, man.
That is low.
Well, we did it just for a demonstration purpose on a national television show to show people that when they're at the airport or in front of a supermarket, never to give money to those people, because most of the time it's going to go right into their pocket and it's never going to go to the charity.
You know what? But speaking of telephone solicitation and the games that they play there, you know, You read the books. If you don't want to be harassed by these people, just hang up on them or tell them not to call you anymore. One of my favorite things to do, I've done it, it works, is that these people will call, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm collecting for blankety blank, and I don't want to be bothered by this. I tell them, excuse me, somebody's at my door right now. I'll be right with you. I put the phone down. Then I go back to doing what I was doing and leave them on hold for God knows how long, and then they know that they're wasting money, they're wasting time, they never call back.
I've got a better idea. These people are calling because they want your money. If you tell them that you just filed bankruptcy and you don't have any money, they're going to hang up so fast you wouldn't even believe it, because they've got a whole sucker's list of people they're calling, so they'll just go on to the next name.
Does it bother you when an old person, gets one of those loud whistles to the phone?
Well, that's never happened to me. Most of my telemarketing scams involved selling investments to more sophisticated kind of investors. And with those kind of scams, you play on the greed that they're going to make $1 million overnight, and they don't want to miss the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
What, every other business is trying to exploit the Internet. That's got to be just a gold mine for scammers.
Absolutely. Anytime you can reach any kind of person through either the telephone, through the Internet, through ads and magazines promising you can stuff envelopes overnight and make $1 million. Anytime you can reach society through any form of advertising, you can scam someone, because everyone out there is trying to get something for nothing. They're trying to get that free lunch.
What were you doing when you finally got caught?
Well, I was selling investments in oil wells that didn't exist to very qualified investors, and I took in several millions of dollars over a very short period of time, and I was caught by the FBI, and shortly after I was arrested, they deemed me the Jeffrey Dahmer of fraud. I went to Club Fed for 4 years with guys like Michael Milken, and I realized at that point, this is not the way to go. I can take all my experiences. I can help people. I do law enforcement training videos for the CIA, the U.S. Secret Service, the U.S. Marshal's Office. I'm the special fraud consultant to Dateline NBC. It's just been very, very good for me. Being honest is far more rewarding.
What is the biggest scam going on out there for the average person? I mean, you're a homeowner. You got a young family. Maybe you got two kids, car in the garage. And what's the biggest thing that you have to be aware of?
The biggest scams you got to watch out for these days, I think, if you're a homeowner, are your home improvement scams. That's where people are going to offer carpet cleaning, three rooms for $19.95.
Yeah.
They're going to offer putting a roof on your house, a driveway, inferior work. You also got to watch out for the legitimate companies, because we've done tests and we've exposed many, many people. If your washer and dryer breaks down and you call a washer and dryer repairman to come out, we've set up washers and dryers with nothing wrong with them, and one repair company after the other from reputable chains.
Another big scam that we hear about in the news all the time down here is after a storm comes through, and you were talking earlier about home improvements, but when storms come through or there's hurricane damage or wind damage, these people that will go door-to-door with their pickup truck and a ladder and tell you that they'll repair your house.
Yep, just like in the movie The Traveler. They have whole groups of families that go across country and do the home improvement scam, and they'll tell you, we just did the roof on the house down the street, and we got a little bit of the material left, and you need about a $2,000 job. But if you give me $300, we'll be back in an hour, and we'll do your roof for you, and we'll take care of that. And they just burn everybody and go from town to town and never come back again.
A lot of the things that you're pointing out seem fairly obvious. I understand, you know, maybe that it does go over on people because they're just not thinking about it. But what's one that that you've done in the past that really is slick, that will get by even people that are looking for it?
Well, one of the really slick ones is the advanced fee loan scam. That's where you tell people that they're going to qualify for a loan of any amount with bad credit or no credit, and you take their Social Security number and tell them you're going to process them for the loan, and if they're approved, you'll call them back. And if they're approved, all they have to pay for is a tiny little $500 processing fee, mm-hmm. but they'll get the loan, and we go through private lenders, so it doesn't go through the strict criteria that a bank would. And of course, everyone is called back and told, congratulations, you qualified for the loan, you're going to get your check for $50,000, who do we make it payable to, you promise you're going to make your payments on time, okay, before you get your first check, here's where you send your $500 processing fee to. You send in your money, and then they send you a list of a bunch of banks you can go to apply for a loan, and that's all you get.
That's another thing I want to ask you about. There's got to be a fine line as to what's illegal and what is legal. I mean, how many times do you get in the mail that says, you have already won either $10,000 in cash, 35-inch color TV set, or a pair of diamond chip earrings?
Stan, if you would just take the tour of the timeshare, and then you'd get your prize.
And then your prize would be the diamond chip earrings.
Right, that's worth about $1.
Exactly. That's completely legal.
Well, no, it's not, because it is deception. And my advice to everyone out there is, if you get anything in the mail, if you see anything in the newspaper, if you get a phone call telling you that you've won anything, you did not win anything. Throw that piece of paper away. Hang up the phone. You're not a winner. You're not going to get a prize. You're just going to get taken for your money. There's no free lunch out there. And that's just a way for people to get your money.
You ever resentful that you got busted for what you did, yet they can charge 21% interest on credit cards?
Yeah, well, the way I look at it is, I made a big mistake. I ripped off a lot of people, but I went to prison for 4 years. That's a long time.
You went to federal prison with the tennis courts, ping pong tables, and pool.
Yeah, well, let me tell you one thing about federal prison. It's not all as great as you think. That seafood is thrown in frozen. It's not fresh. And the golf course has AstroTurf. It doesn't have fresh lawn. And they never change the bulbs in the tanning bed. So it's not that good.
Yeah.
In fact, I got Michael Milken's old job as the maitre d' in the sushi bar after he left.
Brad, I want to thank you for coming on and spending some time with us.
Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you planning anything special?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Faye. I was wondering how we were going to get into this little Fespic epic, one that's guaranteed to set radio back a good 10 years. A little music.
ass off in that southwest Florida heat. But I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday. Friday. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, the mic wasn't on. You got to do it again.
Oh, woo!
No, it doesn't. No.
All right, man.
Not to... You know what? Of any day.
Not today, brah?
Yeah, not today, brah.
Well, it's just good to see you boys.
You saw us? What are you talking about? You saw us yesterday.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds.
That was enough.
You look good, man. I know you were worried about coming in here all dirty from, working.
Bro, let me tell you something, man. I gotta give a big thank you to Ron and his family for letting me shower down by the river. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. They got a shower that's like outdoors. So I got to be one with nature for a little while today.
What are you talking about? Thought you locked yourself up in the woods. You know all about nature.
Well, I do, Stan, and I've done my laundry.
So wait a second. You were out by the river showering nude?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Was there anybody around?
No, they were all gone. They're,
Why don't you stop lying? You had a bathing suit on or something.
Okay,
that's the sort of activity that gets you registered.
Oh, no.
Exactly, D-Train.
He just picked up his phone. You didn't take nude pictures of
yourself. No. I just took a picture of me taking a shower, bro, because...
I don't want to see
Stan,
that.
The beauty of it is unbelievable.
There's no beauty.
You don't know that, brother.
The majesty of a nude Dave.
The majesty. I'm just talking.
Majesty of a nude Dave.
When's the last time you were nude outside?
The tropical area was just it's
last
just
night
gorgeous.
When you passed
it's just gorgeous.
Out.
God, God, I hate Fridays.
No, you don't, man.
I love Fridays.
No, you don't. You do not hate Fridays.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. If you can keep your mouth shut for 10 seconds. D-Train and I were in the office. You know, how are you today? Okay. How are you? Okay.
Don't ask.
Yeah. And I said, is Bonehead coming in? He goes, I don't know. I didn't hear from him. He goes, kind of hoping he doesn't. I said, yeah, me too. And then that was all that we said. Then we went to work.
Wow.
These guys need to go through sensitivity training again.
I'm
telling you.
Do I look okay? Do I look okay?
Well, that's relative.
I know.
You look burnt.
See, the nice thing, D-Train, and now you're part of it, but because Stan and I have known each other since 1987, we don't look any different to one another.
Oh, we look the same.
Now, you go back and look at pictures. Holy!
Yeah.
But because we see each other every day, no, you look fine to me.
Okay, good.
What happened?
Life.
I've had a plumber in my house since I don't know about 10 this morning.
A plumber?
Yeah. Can I say something?
Wait a second. You installed all the plumbing yourself. What could possibly be wrong?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me just say this. Plumbers are one of the few professions in America where you're at their mercy. You have water problems, and I mean, you know, the fountain of youth coming out of you need a plumber.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do the job at what they say it's worth.
Mm-hmm. When they want to do it.
Or you can leave it the way it is and call somebody who cares.
Just please tell me. You said you had a plumber at your place since 10 this morning. Please tell me the plumber never said, sir, I'm sorry, I don't know who installed these toilets.
It's not toilets. Everything but. I want to make this clear.
Because that has been at the back of my mind ever since you did it.
Oh,
especially when you did the second one.
They're fine. Not a problem with them. And it's been
because
like
you
five
broke
years.
The seal and,
yeah,
and
did it all.
All by yourself.
Here's the difference, and you know what? I think plumbers today aren't happy with all the do-it-yourself stuff.
Of course
today.
Not. You're taking food off their table.
Yes. There was a time where you really needed a plumber. If you have a new home, you really few times you need one, but for the most part, you don't need one. My condo was built in the late 80s. 88, 89. And a lot of the fixtures are still there. And so my kitchen sink, I've been wanting to for months to replace the faucet. It's old. It leaks. It's seen better days. There are more modern faucets where you can go and take the sprayer out and all.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a modern home, it's pretty simple to do. You got the PVC and the tubing underneath. You drop the faucet in. You screw it on. You hot and cold. And bam. Little plumber's putty around there to seal it all in. You're done. If you have an old home that still has copper pipes that have been soldered, and then there are those pressure holds where there's no screws or anything. It's just held with pressure.
Mm-hmm. Dave will come get rid of all that copper for you, bro.
Yeah, he sure will. You're at the mercy of a plumber. So I said to my girlfriend this past weekend, I said, you know what? I got to go and figure out how I'm going to get that faucet fixed because it's getting worse. She says, I've done that before.
What?
I know that. It's simple. And I said, okay. I said, you think you can do it? She looked underneath. Oh, this. I said, you realize it's copper.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hoses.
just need a blowtorch and be done in no time.
Yeah. Solder gun, blowtorch.
Yep. Stan doesn't have a basin wrench in his toolbox.
And so I came home last night, and she was a little frustrated because she realized it's copper. And every little joint that is put in there to run water through has their own screws and pressure. What are they, shark bites on there and all this? And I said, we're probably going to need to call somebody about this. You did a nice job trying to do it, but this is the way it is. It's all copper.
But that's not true. She didn't do a nice job.
I'm not going to tell.
Yeah, nothing got done.
So I said, she said, I'm just going to put everything back the way I found it, and we'll worry about that maybe this weekend, see if somebody can come in and do it. Okay. So she put back what she thought was done, and then we turned the main water valve on, and we had leaks. So we're at the mercy of a plumber.
Just leaks?
Drip, drip, drip.
I mean, you're the guy that came up with Waterfall of Character Flaws, Fountain of Youth.
I haven't even finished.
Oh, okay.
But he wasn't doing the work. She did, so they had minor drips.
There were some drips there, and I said, look, we got the faucet to install. We'll see if a plumber can come and do this. If you look at the videos, it's cut the pipes, and then add this and put... Just, we'll see if a plumber can do it.
Oh, so this was done with a YouTube video.
But of course.
Well, to make sure you're doing it right.
Oh, okay.
So, plumber got back very quickly. Very quickly. 7:30 this morning, got a message back. We're on it. We're going to be there between 8:30 and 10:30. So just as I'm leaving to go to work, that's when the plumber comes. And so my girlfriend had to come home from work during, it took her early lunch hour as I was going out. Let's let the plumber see what's going on. So I'm in the car and I'm going to work, and she calls me.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it. When you get home, it'll be like nothing happened.
That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
She calls me. Get a load of this. Oh, he says you need an entire new sink. The main water valve is going. It's only a matter of time before the pipes in your walls go out.
Yep.
And by the way, where did you get this ancient hot water heater? We got to replace that, too. We're looking at about $2,500 to start.
No, and I said, it was a sink.
Yeah. I said, whoa. You and I both know that hot water tank in there is not that old. It's not that old. And so I said, no. I said, I'm not replacing the hot water tank. No, that's fine.
Hadn't been that long.
Well, he said, the plumber, he said that the leaking main water valve, for him to get in there and fix it would be easier just to toss the hot water heater and get a new one. It would be more cost effective. I said, have Shifty put the damn sink faucet in the sink. I give him permission to cut all that copper out of there and put in the sink and send him on his way. Okay. And I hear her on the other. He said, just do the sink. Okay, I hear. Okay.
Not my responsibility. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I can't say
only a matter of time before your wall bursts open.
By the way, according to the manufacturer, the surface life of a hot water tank is 8 to 12 years.
Oh, crap. I almost swore. Yeah, I got to replace it. it's fine. The other one lasted 20.
Let me just go ahead and put this sink in and then make a couple of cuts so the walls will start leaking about 6 hours from now.
Yep. So I...
Molding up.
I tried to warn you, sir.
To put in... Now, keep in mind, I already bought the faucet. The faucet, the hot, cold.
Because you wanted a modern faucet with hot and cold.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit the sink I'm going to sell you.
It does. Before we take the break, just for him to install the faucet that I already own...
Without going into the walls of the water heater.
Without going into the walls of water heater and just install the faucet. Take a guess. How much?
I wouldn't want to.
What do you think, Sporty?
$750.
Oh, that's high.
I'm just, you know, I'm shooting high.
$535.
For a sink.
For a sink.
Just
the sink. Well, the faucet. The sink, the original sink's still there.
So just for labor to put in the faucet. Yeah.
Yes, not, I guess.
You didn't buy a durable good.
I guess to...
No, that's all
cut
labor.
The pipes.
Yeah, it's all... To cut the pipes and I
and
guess...
put like a 6-inch expansion
in
there?
Yeah, because they're each elbow of the copper pipe.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling me, each elbow, and there was like six of them. $68 a throw just to
what?
Take out the elbow.
To take it out.
To take it
now,
out.
Now, did he take the copper with him?
Oh, you know he did. They all do. When they put my other hot water heater in, it was all copper. Now it's all plastic. They hauled the copper off with them.
So he charged you over $500 and stole your copper?
Yeah.
Yep.
What a bastard.
We'll be back.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the After Nizzle on 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Do the grab bag here for you in just a second. Starting in the 3 o'clock hour, both segments, open phones. Get rid of some prizes for you, too. 4 o'clock this afternoon, another safe word, which could get you $1,000 if you are our multi-market winner. They call you back. And keep in mind, if you're playing the game and they call you back, answer the phone. It could be worth it to you. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug, US 41 North Naples. Well, this weekend, Cinco de Mayo. I was home last night.
Oh, no. Did we miss Senior Puta?
He will be tomorrow and we're not here.
Oh.
But I was sitting at home and I said, you know what? I'm going to write a song for Cinco de Mayo weekend.
That's great to see you writing again.
Yeah, and I recorded it, and I'm going to debut it on today's show.
T is for topless, I can't find my tank top. E is for endless, the marina's never stopped. Q is for queasy, I think that I might yak. U is for you, I might suggest that you stand back. I is for me, as in, I just might be dead. L's for linoleum, feels so cool on my head. A's for amnesia, at least I think so, but I forgot. So raise your glass, senor, for another tequila shot.
Hey.
Raise your glass, senorita, for another tequila shot. T is for tore up from the floor up in a way. E's for ebrio, in Spanish you might say. Q is for quiet, why is this song so damn loud? U's for unconscious on the bathroom floor, passed out. I is for I'm back as I stumble to the bar. L's for lost my wallet, but I still have my debit card.
Hey.
A's for another round I just bought. So raise your glass, senor, for another tequila shot. Raise your glass, senorita, for another tequila shot. Raise your glass, amigo, for another tequila shot.
Cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. I love this woman. Dateline, Indiana. She is very descriptive. An armored car dropped a couple of $100,000 in cash while it was driving down a highway in Indiana. The money scattered all over the road. People were blocking traffic, running to pick up the money. A woman took a video of all of this stuff. She will let you know, I didn't take any of the money. A lot of other people did. But she'll tell you what happened. Nice lady, tell us what happened.
Bank trucks just dropped all this money and people just came out here and was getting hella money. The police is here now. Look at all this money on the floor. Look at all this money. You should have seen people was getting off school buses. Getting this. They all 20s. All this money right here. This man came and got a bag of money, y'all. Look. All this money is on the highway. look.
You got money?
No, we just got out the car.
Where you at?
Right here in this.
Your vehicle's going to be searched.
She didn't touch any.
She ain't about that.
Nope.
Fool.
Why do I think that there are some people, plural, in this room that would do this, and then this happens? Guy in North Carolina won $100,000 on a scratchy.
Woo!
Well, what are you going to do with that? Pay off some of your bills? Maybe help put your kids through school? Nope. I'm going to buy me a helicopter.
Yes, sir.
Damn right.
And then yeah. I'm going to learn to fly it.
Well, he bought the helicopter, then he crashed it.
Woo!
Before he even learned how to fly it. Amazingly, he walked away with no injuries.
This is the day today. And I came home and neighborhood was blocked off. I was like, today was the day. It went down.
He was able to crawl away from the crash before it was engulfed in flames.
Man bought a helicopter. He woke up one day and was like, today's the day I'm identified as a pilot. Bought a helicopter and, hell, I can't tell a man what to do on his own property. Oh, I knew it was going down. I mean, you don't see somebody bouncing a helicopter around the yard and think, oh, man, this guy's going to make it.
Pilot was very fortunate that he was not receive injuries more severe than he did.
God was watching out for him. That's all I can say.
Did they interview Cowboy for this news story? Sounds
you,
just like him.
Bought himself a helicopter.
Can't tell a man what to do on his own property. I love that.
Hell no.
You're right, Stan.
Yeah.
There's a video floating around. Of course, he's being laughed at. There's a video floating around. A beekeeper sitting in his truck with thousands of bees crawling all over the windows and all over the seats. Apparently, he was moving them. They got loose from their boxes while he was moving them. And he's just sitting there, and all his friends are having a good laugh.
He's an idiot.
Video that, put that on Facebook.
Go to the other side and come up on him.
This fool has got bees in his damn truck turned loose.
Oh, hell no.
Wally, you're a damn fool.
How they getting out?
My gosh.
I've never seen anybody do that.
Well, we got some brainiacs on the crack today.
Damn fool.
Mm-hmm. This person is a local school superintendent in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, is this from Project Veritas?
Authorities say in New Jersey they have caught a serial pooper.
Oh, no.
Who was caught defecating near a new high school football field. Turns out he is the local school superintendent and has been doing this every morning on his morning runs. Before school.
Runs.
Yep.
Thomas Tremaglini, the superintendent of Kenilworth Public Schools, must answer the charges alleging that he pooped on the back of the Homedell High School on a daily basis. Tremaglini was taken into custody May 1st on several charges, including public defecation and public lewdness. The Kenilworth Public School District issued a statement Wednesday night saying that Tremaglini is on a paid leave of absence.
Paid leave.
They declined to answer comments following that statement.
This guy is a nut. Look at him.
There he is.
Oh, my.
He's a superintendent. Didn't he have a key to go inside and use the facilities
proper?
Doesn't
matter. It interrupted his run.
Looks like the spawn of Oswald.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he got a chew in his mouth.
Serial defecator.
The mad pooper.
You don't want to be known by that.
I included this into the grab bag for my buddy Mark Haney. Get you some schooling right now. on David Letterman's next broadcast of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, he sits down with legendary blues man Buddy Guy. And David asking him about Chicago blues. That's different, right? It's Chicago blues. Buddy Guy now educates David Letterman and all of us.
I have an idea of the origin of Chicago blues. It's kind of standalone from other blues music. Am I right about that?
David, I've had this same question asked to me a million times, but guess what? I don't think none of it was really Chicago music. We all was from the South, and we came in. The Chess Brothers recorded it here, and that's when they started calling it Chicago. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to be honest about it, you should call it the Southern blues.
Yeah. So then there's no difference, and it just happened to be the geography of the recording.
Right.
Thank you, buddy. Steve Martin, Martin Short. They're still doing their tour. They are hilarious together. They're hilarious. They do their entire, because we saw them when they were here in Fort Myers. They do nothing but snipe at each other. And it's just brilliant. While they were on Fallon. Got two clips here for you. One where both of them take shots at Fallon. And then the second clip where they start sniping at each other. So Steve Martin and Martin Short are sitting on the Tonight Show sofa with Jimmy Fallon and Magic.
And you, by the way, let me just say, this is ridiculous. You never age. You don't.
You are
now like late night's Jared Kushner.
And your energy, I can smell your dragon energy from here. It's so amazing.
So you are now you are America's dad. And that's that certainly worked out for Cosby, so it should be fine for you.
Oh, man. And there's Steve Higgins. Steve Higgins looks like things didn't work out so well for Harry Potter.
I'm happy that you're here. You're here together, though.
You are so loose and good, Jimmy. You know, that monologue was held. I mean, and by the way, just because the audience doesn't laugh out loud doesn't mean that they're not laughing on the inside.
I heard laughter, Marty. I did.
You did?
Yeah. Well, it was Jimmy's.
No, it is too. Jimmy is to giggling what romaine lettuce is to E. coli.
Thank you. Well,
all right. Here's Steve Martin and Martin Short. Now it's time they go at each other.
Is there anything, things that you've learned from each other throughout touring and getting
Oh, my God. Over 33 years as of today, you mean?
Yes, as of today.
Yeah, I've learned from Marty that he's a very generous person. I mean that.
Wow.
If he picks up a check in a restaurant, he always draws a little heart. Right on the line where the tip is supposed to go.
That is very thoughtful.
Steve! Let me say about Steve. What have you learned about me?
What the most fascinating thing about Steve is that he's not afraid to hit someone else's kid.
Oh, that's
interesting. I'll tell you something I've learned from you, and I mean
what?
This.
What?
I have learned from you. You do not need a pool to have a pool boy.
I did see that somewhere, yeah.
You talk about learning something from someone. This is what I learned from Steve, that touring with Steve is just, well, Steve doesn't, at his age, doesn't so much tour as he wanders off, but still.
They are so good together. It's fantastic. And if you get a chance to see them, you got to see them. They're great. The grab bag has been brought to you by the Pewter Mug, US 41 North Naples. Still haven't moved to their new location yet, but it's not far away from their old location. It's like a rock's throw away. You know, it's a different world after Irma.
It sure is, Dan. It sure is.
We'll be back. Your phone calls coming up next. Here's the one thing I like about Friday is the phone calls that come in, because You can talk to all of us. Stan and Haney.
Not that you want to, but you can.
D-Train. Well, I know what they want to do. They want to say stuff to Dave the Waterman's face. You know, they spend all week texting just the most vile things. He's here. He's here, ready to answer any of your questions.
Just tell me what you want to say.
Tell me what you want to say?
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
Tell me what you want to say.
Now, you're going
to
mock him because you're a Stan, and you know everything, and you like to play
golf. Hoity-toity Stan playing golf with the high society, you know, learning all the good things about life.
I don't have to learn it.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
I had to get a new car to accommodate his clothes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Gotta have the extra large trunk.
Yep. Gotta have the fancy faucet. Hot and cold running water.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel so into the 21st century since I got hot water.
High pollutant Stan, he can't have a leak.
No.
Yep. You and your indoor shower.
Yeah. Eyebrow trimmers.
Go ahead. Tell us about your fancy indoor electric.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm living modern. Where'd you shower today? In the woods?
Down by the river, Stan.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney broadcast. Woo! And that's what we're doing. We broadcast. If you want to talk to us, we're all here today. We'll answer your questions. If you have an observation or a comment, contribute to the show. You might get yourself a prize. And just remember, all the mean things you say about Dave, he's here. Tell him. Area code 239, in case you're out of our immediate listening area. 277-9600. That's the number to call. The 239. In case you're listening elsewhere, we could give you a stick pin across this great land of ours and the world. You know, you're right, Haney. Every time I look up there at the maps, it's a beautiful thing.
And just think, if that was a digital map, it would crash at least four times a day.
Yep.
Yeah, like my computer.
Like people from digital.
You know what? I was thinking about this, and I don't even know if they make one as big as it is. Is we got two flat maps, one of the United States, one of the world. Do they make a globe big enough where we could have stick pins in the globe and give it a spin?
Where would we put it?
In your room. It would be in your room right
Plus
there.
Plus with the bracket that holds the globe in place.
Yeah, that'd be
it
right
would
there.
Just knock the pins out.
It would be in your room. 277-9600.
You know, I think we're at a turning point for this Friday.
We are.
I think it could end up being really fun, or it could go really bad.
What?
Today.
Oh.
I think right now.
Yep.
It could go either way.
Yeah. I can see that happening, and the catalyst of that would be Dave.
What?
So
it would be you.
Once you're done with your promotion, I am going to try and influence it into going. A good way,
okay.
A fun way.
All right. The only thing I have to tell you is within about 52 minutes, you're going to get a safe word that could get you $1,000.
Nice.
And that's all we need to know?
Yeah, that's all we need
to
know.
So let's see if I can turn this thing. It's a big boat.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and turn it into the fun zone.
All right.
The fun spot
yep.
on your FM dial.
I'm all about FUN, brother.
277-9600.
There we go.
Oh, we sure are.
Come on along with me. Gonna have a good time.
Woo!
have a party a week from Saturday night.
Well, thought I'd call you early. I thought you'd like to know.
There's gonna be a party, and I'd like for you to go.
So, I just wanna give you time.
Somebody just called you a push cake.
That's all right, isn't it? What?
Somebody just called you a push cake.
Why do they want to interrupt a good song?
But they didn't call you the other thing, so
no,
it's all
right. Yeah, no, it's a
puss.
Come on, gonna have a good time.
277-9600. Do I have a prize sheet?
Nah.
What do we got? Miracle tickets?
A little bit of everything, Stan.
Pewter mug? Stan bobblehead?
Stan don't want to be writing checks his ass can't cash.
Yep, damn straight.
We got a free oil change from our friends down at Naples Nissan.
Oh, yeah, free standard oil change.
HD tunes for your HD ready car stereo.
Yep.
Got
HD
tickets to the Miracle Game.
Yep.
As you stated before, we got bobbleheads and the pewter mug.
Slow dance, and I'm holding you so tight. That's when the party's starting, babe, and it might last all night.
Woo!
Yeah. Have a party, a good time jamboree. Gonna have a party.
Who wants the goodies?
I do. Ahoy, who's this?
Hell yeah, brother.
Who?
This is Morgan.
Hey, Morgan, what's going on?
I'm just chilling. I'm heading up to Disney World.
You're heading to Disney World?
Yep.
Any particular park?
I think we're going to go up to Disney World Magic Kingdom by itself.
Thank you. Oh, wow, that's a good thing to do. Nothing like the original.
Go see Mickey and the gang.
All right. Anything else you want to add? You want to say anything to Dave?
Have a good weekend.
Right on, brother.
Right.
You too.
There you go, bro.
Stay safe up there.
277.
Can get dangerous.
277-9600.
Get dangerous?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I said it can get dangerous.
Have you ever had a dangerous situation at a theme park?
You've been to theme parks, haven't you?
Yeah, I
have.
When
was the last
time
you ever went to a theme park?
I have. I took some LSD.
Oh, now, okay.
I'm not joking you. Okay, I went on.
Are you under the influence now?
No.
You drinking?
No. This was a long time ago, and I went on a roller coaster, and I thought I was going to die.
I can't read these. Hey, I can. Absolutely.
Well, don't leave us hanging, did you?
I'm still here, baby.
Absolute Law text line, I would like to know. Dave, how much money did you get for Haney's guitar?
I still got it, brother. And I'm shredding it.
Great Jeff Cook there.
I see it.
Oh, okay, sorry, bud.
You know, what do you want from me?
Well, you got an AARP card now.
So you guys went and had a goodies party without me, huh? I see how it is.
Look, I
ran out, D-Train. I'm sorry.
I had an AARP card, okay?
What are you, getting younger?
277-9600.
No, he found out it's run by commies.
Yeah. They support a lot of things I don't agree with. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
How you all doing today?
Doing fine. What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, I'm buying a house.
Congratulations. Oh,
good for you. Is this your first house?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, and don't give us the address, but what part of Southwest Florida are you in? Because I'll tell you if you bought it in a good spot.
Oh, the good old L.A. of Southwest Florida.
Ooh.
Where do you buy?
Lehigh.
Lehigh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You invest in a good security system?
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you in deep Lehigh or shallow Lehigh?
Backside.
Oh, I am so sorry. I hope you got a good price. And if you're ever going to do any work out in the backyard, put in a pool, maybe a swing set for the kids, be very careful, because if you dig too deep, you might find a human femur. because that's where all the bodies
and that'll
are buried.
That'll shock the wife and kids.
Yeah, you know, don't
dog will be happy.
Rusty comes in with, you know, like a hand, a yep. human hand, or half a skull.
Is that a metal tarsal?
Little bit of a spine. You never know.
Yep. You just be well. Congratulations. Is it a new house or pre-loved?
Pre-loved.
Okay. There's...
Has it been flipped or is it a fixer-upper?
It's pretty good. Rehab.
All right. Yeah. You'll find something real interesting sometimes in houses that other people have lived in. Just fair warning. Can I get you something?
No, I'm good. I do appreciate combo, though.
Absolutely. What do you do? What do you
want? I don't know.
He wants a pack of combos.
Combos?
No, conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, combo. That.
Combo. You betcha, brother. I lived in a house in Cape Coral when I first moved to Southwest Florida.
When you didn't know any better.
And I
you thought it was Palm Bay.
Yeah. Keep in mind, here's the thing. Back in the day, and I think it's still this way, but I didn't know Fort Myers that well in 1990. Came over here because I had a job over here and asked the...
You were just a rube fresh off the turnip truck.
Total rube, 28 years ago. And I said to the program director of the radio station I was working at, where should I live? And he said, well, with the money you're making, you stay north of the river. You know, once you go south of the river, then, you know, you can't afford that. Okay, so I started looking around Cape Coral, North Fort Myers, and got a duplex in North Fort Myers. It was a nice duplex. It was a good-sized place. Three bedrooms, two baths, big living room, big kitchen. Was cleaned up, spotless, had a good landlord, nice new carpets in the place, fresh coat of paint. Everything was nice in there. It was good. Nice big screened-in lanai. Everything's good. Why, when I'm sitting at the dining room table, why is the overhead light not shining as brightly as it is? What's going on? Why? I turn the light on. Shouldn't it be brighter than this? And so I go up there, and I said, well, let me get the toolkit out. Let me unscrew the light fixture, and let me bring down the wires and find out maybe it's a bulb problem. No, that's where they stored the goods. There were bags and scales and other kinds of paraphernalia. Just forgot that on the way out. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, that's not pleasant.
I apologize, caller. 277.
Used to be you'd only hear that sound if you left your phone off the hook for an hour.
No, if you left your hook off, it was...
Only in Connecticut.
Oh, it would scream at you.
No, it made that noise in Florida.
It made that noise in Ohio, too.
What?
No, the beep, 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 and then it would just finally go dead.
Because when I heard the... That's when my mom told me, don't do that. That means the operator's going to get on the line and yell at you.
What's the operator going to do? There's nobody there. The phone's off the hook.
I know.
Who's she going to yell at?
I think in those days, the operator could tap in. 277-9600.
I think your mom was a son of a bill of goods.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Lee from Cape Coral.
Hi, Lee from Cape Coral.
Oh, you guys are talking about real estate, so I was thinking about the caller that called in yesterday. He's a little rude. He mentioned how he beat Haney, and are you smarter than Haney?
Oh, that he beat him at one point in time. That's maybe one time. I think Haney's lost that game three times in the last 15 years.
Well, I just wanted to say to that caller yesterday that I just put up for sale this beautiful commercial lot right next door to Cape Crepe and Chowder, and I give them a great price on it.
That's where the Asians were, weren't they? they left. Asked Tony to hold on to a lot of that stuff.
Well, the general area around there has become known as troubled property.
277-9600.
Because of one man.
Yeah, and then they try and use it as a selling point. You know, anchor tenant, Cape Crepe and Chowder.
Ahoy!
Ahoy, boys!
Hey.
Hey, it's Johnny from Fort Myers now. Hey. Just moved into my new condo.
Yeah, I know it's Fort Myers. Well, whereabouts? Any sub-community?
Province Park.
Where?
Province Park.
Whereabouts is that?
Right behind Hodges University on Colonial and Winkler.
Okay, that's okay. That's...
So is it nice?
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's acceptable.
No, Stan, what you have to understand is obviously this must be a step up for him.
Oh, where'd you live before?
Actually, I had a house that I had in Cape Coral that I just sold to my daughter, and we moved out over here.
So you're downsizing?
Yep, downsizing.
Are you going to miss all the home maintenance and yard and all that?
Absolutely not.
Did you live on a canal?
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. what can I get you?
Oh, what you guys got? I just turned tuned in.
Miracle tickets, pewter mug, Stan bobblehead,
HD tuner.
Oil change.
Let's go with the miracle ticket.
All right,
hold on a second, Stan. Is he still there?
Yeah.
Did you say you sold your house to your daughter?
Yes.
Did she grow up in that house?
No, she did not.
Oh, I was going to say that would be a very cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would have if she did, but they moved out to Washington about a year ago, and then they decided to move back to Florida. And we were ready to move out. They saw our house, they liked it, and they bought it.
And I imagine she got a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Good dad.
Hold on. Get you, what did he want?
Miracle tickets.
Okay, yeah.
There goes Shark Girl, the one-upper.
Shark Girl, evidently, it chooses to text and do one-upping.
On who? My
best friend's brother found a bag of body parts near a stop sign when he was out there working construction in Lehigh.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't believe it for a second.
There's got to be a news story somewhere.
You know, weren't you supposed to be in Hawaii?
Oh, did you see the volcano went off?
Yeah. What'd you do there, Shark Girl? Something to, what'd you, seed the volcano so they'd erupt? I don't know, has she gone or not?
I don't know, she's texting us. I wouldn't think she'd be thinking about us in Hawaii.
Although
people thought about us in the Grand Canyon, I guess it could happen.
And I apologize. I apologize for this. Our phones are so squirrely right now. They will go completely out, and then they'll go completely full, and then completely out.
It's because they're not designed for this. They're designed for residential use.
And it goes to the point where they just stop.
They're designed for private homes and failing businesses that don't get phone calls.
All right, it
was never designed for the type of demand that we put on it.
I know.
Now she's attacking me.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Now Stan and Haney today.
What?
How are you guys today?
We're doing fine. What's your name?
My name's Tim. I'm the guy that left Haney the watermelon the other day.
Oh, that's really nice of you, Tim.
You're fantastic. Tim, where'd you get that watermelon?
I hate to say it, but I stole it.
It's the thought that
now
counts.
That's a good friend. Somebody will steal a watermelon for you.
Tastes a hell of a lot
trouble
better.
Haney can get into for receiving stolen property.
We ate the evidence.
Good job.
Damn right.
You don't know about the watermelon.
No, I don't. You don't listen. But no, listen. I'll tell you, it does taste better.
What tastes better?
Stolen case of beer. Watermelon.
Are you on this program right now admitting to robbery?
No. I'm quoting a song, actually.
277.
Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin, ahoy.
Hey, Kevin, ahoy.
Great to hear from you guys, man.
I figured I'd put in a call.
Yeah, we're just wondering about you.
Well, you know, I just got off work and I'm drinking a beer.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
But I've been listening to you guys since I moved down here in 1989.
Well, That's good. We weren't here in 89.
Close enough.
Okay, sure.
From the Absolute Wall text line, hey, Dave, when are you going to buy your first house?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, Stan,
I know you've been considering it.
It's not. Don't address it to me. Address it to
Wayne.
The
his options.
Yeah.
I like to keep my options open on living areas.
Yeah,
I don't want to tie himself down. I don't like to be settled in one place for too long.
Well, then there's a good example that we wish we can bring up the YMCAs again, where you could check in. Showers, cot. It's almost like living in prison.
Except for you can leave whenever you want.
You can leave whenever you want. You ever think about that as an option? Get yourself in jail so that you'd always have a place to live? 277. Sorry. You know what? I'm going to reprimand myself. That was uncalled for.
Thank you.
But when it happens, I'll say, told you. 277.
Oh, I'm Stan. I reprimand myself.
I better watch what I say.
Go ahead. Go all at it. Go ahead. Get it out of your system.
I'm Stan. I better watch what I say.
The backhammer versus the jackhammer. Things could get ugly and get ugly in a hurry.
Here we go. Both of the wrestlers right now feeling each other out. Oh, what a move by Crazy Stevie B, putting a badass on his back again.
And these are two titans staring each other down. They're just feeling each other out right now, Stan.
Billy Badass. Oh, what a move by Badass.
Is that legal?
No, it is not legal. Somebody do something. All right.
I don't know if Stevie B can see at this point. I think he gouged his eyes.
What is it? What is he pulling out of his sock?
Oh my God! Look at him!
What has Billy Badass got out of his? And that looks like a knife. Oh! He cut him! He cut him!
He just blew the powder. He's blind. Stevie B is blind.
Oh, Stevie B, crazy! Stevie B is blind. He can't see where he's going. His face just bounces off the turnbuckle.
And Billy Badass is having his way.
I haven't seen a match like this in 20 years.
History being made tonight at the War Memorial Coliseum. Stevie B valiantly controlled the pain.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, now somebody's just thrown a chair in there. Now it's going to really get bad.
And that is, folks, that is not a folding chair either.
That's what they call a computer chair.
Is that what that is? Got wheels on it. He's over the wheels
on it. By Billy Badass.
The crowd may not like it, but so far within the rules.
You may be here by the rules have gone out the door. You've heard the bell. The referee has been knocked out. He's out of the ring right now. It's Billy Badass and Crazy Stevie B going toe-to-toe.
The very capable referee, Bill Backlund. We got to fear for his safety because there is violence all around him.
Oh
and there's the jackhammer by Stevie B. How is he doing this? How is this man even walking?
I'll tell you right now, Billy Badass was just pinned by Crazy Stevie B and in a match for the ages.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
I'll never forget that.
You know, a lot of people don't know it. You heard it right there. That's the only clip we saved. Haney and I called many, many a big wrestling match.
Ah, the old War Memorial.
Nothing else like it. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Right smack dab in the middle of open phones, prize, blowout. We have a phone number for you, 277-9600. If you'd like to talk to us, maybe pick up a prize. You are 25 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word that could get you a thou. And if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, that being Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Don't do it. Don't pander. Don't climb on that wagon.
You're the one that reminded me of it. And I forgot because we've gone a whole hour and a half of this show and I haven't done it.
Don't do it.
May the 4th be with you.
I can't believe you do that and we miss Senior Puto.
We can. Tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo. Do you want to say hi to Senior Puta?
I think it would be horrible to have an entire calendar year without him.
He has more longevity on this show than damn May the 4th there is here.
He's been around a long time, but the thing is, he only comes out on the 5th of May. Okay.
He can make a special appearance.
Senior! 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 I know it's... Hey! Woo!
Oh, you crazy little bastard.
There's the rascal. I just picture Senior Puta. He's got double shooters, too, on each side.
Yeah,
and he fires them off, and it lifts them off the ground.
Oh, yeah. And he's got belts of ammo.
Yep, across his side, forms the X across the chest. And a big sombrero.
Yep.
Almost like the Frito Bandito.
Yep.
Almost. 277-9600. Zito's going to be at Moe's Southwest Grill in Naples.
To this day,
what?
Every time you say 277-9600, I'm waiting for you to say, or 775.
Yeah, I can't say it anymore, and I think that's disconnected now.
But it's stuck in my head.
Yeah, or on the GTE Mobile Net Digital Network.
It's star 96.
Send.
Star 96 send on the GTE Mobile Net.
That was it. Those were the days.
And it was also fun when we'd have to make Harry the Bulgarian say, Sovuldar 1.
Yep. That was always a tough one. 11-1. Cinco de Mayo at Moe's Southwest Grill with Zito. $2 Coronas all day and free Moe's Cinco de Mayo t-shirts for the first 50 customers. So go see Zito tomorrow. 277-9600.
Yeah!
Or 96 star send on the GTE Mobile Net Digital Network. I can't believe you remember that. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Heather. How are you?
Hi, Heather.
First time caller.
First time caller. Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am finally redhead, and I'm short. And my
You're a redhead and you're short?
I thought she said she's a farmhand.
What are you? So you're a short redhead or a fiery farmhand?
I'm both.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's a redheaded farmhand.
Yep.
My boyfriend has gotten me addicted to you. I actually get in trouble at work because it's too loud.
Oh,
you know, I've heard that from a lot of people, that when they're in the office situation, they got to have that Muzak going on.
Yeah.
But you'll if the office, nobody in the waiting room, nobody going, you'll crank us up a little bit.
You know I do.
I appreciate it, sweetheart.
Damn
so
right.
I wanted to tell you, when we first got in the truck this afternoon and you guys started with the con guy.
Yes, the con man.
How you were saying that you always put the phone down and then let them wait.
Yep.
I usually tell them when they call me that there is blood everywhere and the job is done.
I love it. I love it. What can we get you, sweetheart?
No, you know, we just picked up our Bernie City Diner. It was the first time I went.
There
we
you
just
go.
Went eight. It was wonderful. I don't need anything. I just wanted to say hi to you guys.
So glad you called, sweetheart.
Thanks,
Heather. Bye, love. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. 277-9600.
Crank that up a little.
Are you telling him what he ought to do?
What are you to? Who are you telling?
Yeah.
You just earned yourself a timeout.
On stand.
Ahoy, who's this?
Did he just say that to me?
This is the shark lover.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Hey, shark girl.
You know, you're making enemies faster than, some South Korean leaders.
But, you know, this trip has caused so many issues with so many people. You know, God forbid I spend my own money and go on a trip. Apparently, D-Train has got his panties in a wad. You know, you people have got
the... You people.
What do you mean by you people?
Yeah. I was just worried about the active volcano.
Yeah, the Hawaii and Maui.
You've changed.
What? No, I still love you. I brought you all coffee.
Did you bring me Kona coffee?
Yes, I did.
Now, hold it. Now, you were in Hawaii. Kona coffee or Kona blend?
I don't know.
Kona style.
Kona style coffee.
From Amazon, Stan.
Yeah, look, I don't think they sell anything except
I think
for
you're right. Now, do you so do you have it in front of you right now?
Yes.
Huh?
It's hazelnut flavored. I don't know. Do you like that?
You don't have the straight coffee?
It's coffee with a hazelnut twist.
Mm. Better catch a flight back and get some better.
You know what? You know.
So what happened in Hawaii?
Jeez, they're known for Kona coffee, pure Kona coffee.
Get off the coffee. You're lucky she brought you anything.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, have I? What?
It's the thought that counts.
Nothing. It's the thought that counts.
Yes, the beggars can't be choosy.
Yeah, that's what Dad say on Father's Day.
Beggars can't be choosy. Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah. Father's Day. It's the thought that counts. So
right,
go ahead. Yeah. How was? So you did go to Hawaii?
Yes. Yes. I was there for a week.
All right.
Photos, or it didn't happen.
What?
No, I have pictures. I will show you the images.
All right.
So what happened?
What happened?
Yeah. Oh, I went swimming with sharks. There was like 30 of them.
What kind of shark?
It was Galapagos and sandbar, and yeah, then there was
those things
shark.
Those are docile creatures. Mm-hmm.
You swam with tiger sharks?
No, she didn't. It looked through glass. Go ahead.
She went to the aquarium.
I don't know what is your people's problem here. Okay, if you're so upset about it, you could spend $700 for a round trip ticket and go yourself.
Hey, look, I guess I'm glad you went to Hawaii. You know what? I just want to know what you did. If you went to an aquarium and saw a tiger shark.
Looking down from the ivory tower, you people.
I'm totally feeling the love today.
No, okay, I just want to know.
What? I didn't go to no. I was in the water in open ocean, 300 feet down
with a tiger shark.
Well. Yes, there was a tiger shark. It was small, but
sure.
It was there.
Were you on nitrous?
Mm-hmm.
Did it bite? No, it didn't bite.
No, were you on nitrous? You said you were 300 feet
Nitrox.
Down. Same difference.
No. I was just snorkeling.
Oh, see.
You were snorkeling
300 feet down? Snorkeling?
Man, you can hold your breath.
It was 300 feet below me. Below me.
What?
Hey, you can't use language like that on
Did you say blow me?
Oh, my God.
Don't be so selfish. He's my God, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's let her talk. Let's not try to one up each other.
That Kona coffee.
I said, let's not talk.
Okay. I'm trying.
Now, tell us about your trip to Hawaii.
It was. I was staying in approved living for
approved living
space for what's his face? Dave. Dave approved living. It was Dave approved living. I was staying in a one bedroom. Apartment that was dirty. We could hear people humping, and it was up about 50 steps with algae on them that I had to walk up every single day. So it wasn't glamorous.
Why did you get stuck? Why did you get stuck there?
Because my friend was subleasing, and so that's the whole reason I went over there. So it was cheap.
Why were you eavesdropping on people trying to make love?
Make me happy. Make me feel fine.
Did you hear any of that?
Yes, I do hear that.
Did you do any hula dancing?
Nope, no hula dancing.
Did you have a luau? Did you have a luau?
Nope, none of that. It was all hiking. The hiking is all free. Parking, free. And I don't understand why people say it's so expensive. I mean, like, there's
happy
hours. Oh,
sure, when it's given
everywhere.
To you.
You're sleeping in a mossy one-room apartment.
Did you get...
Why am I being attacked by everybody here today?
Little fire twirling.
Shh. You're fine. I'm not attacking you. I just want to know, did you get to have a poo-poo platter while you were there?
No, but my friend did drag me to this place called Phuc Yin at 3 a.m.
We're going to watch your
mouth. Restaurant open, and they had $13.99 lobster that was served to you in a gray sauce. I had some sort of vegetable soup that was tasted like warm beer. And
what island were you on?
I was on Oahu, and they had, it was suggested that they no longer serve shark fin soup, but I'm sure if you ask them in Chinese, they would give it to you.
So you had lobster. I mean, you can have lobster here. Do you have any poi?
No. The only real Hawaiian thing I had was taro. What?
Spam.
Spam? Nope, no spam. They had spam sushi. I refused to let that touch my lips.
Okay, so what was the Hawaiian dish that you had?
Taro
it's like some kind of leaf. I don't know. It didn't taste like anything to me.
You didn't enjoy it?
It was fine. I don't know.
Taro. That's an ant killer.
How long of a flight was it to get to Hawaii? Did you stop in California and then go off from there?
No, I went to Houston. It was about, I don't know, it was like 10 or 11 hours total with everything.
I don't like that.
Yeah, glad you went.
Yeah, I would totally live there.
I don't think you would.
What? Why not?
And I've known people that have lived on Hawaii, and the thing is...
Yeah, I've heard nothing but bad.
That when you live there, after a while, after the newness of it wears off, that you realize you're on an island and you can't get off, and everything that you want to do or people that you want to go and see, it becomes a big trip, and you're essentially trapped on an island.
No, I could understand that. It was the same when I lived in Key West. It's like island fever. You see the same people over and over again. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but Key West, you can get away anytime.
Yeah, drive up to Miami.
Yeah, but when you're stuck working there and you can't leave, it's, you know, you definitely get island fever. But.
Well, we'll look forward to finding the coffee. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you felt like you were getting picked on.
Yeah, if E-Train doesn't mind, I mean, I like E-Train. He has an issue with me, you know, he knows where to find me, so...
First off, I don't know where to find you, and second off, no, I don't have any issues with you. You're the one telling me to go pound sand up my on the text line.
No, you started it yesterday.
I gotta go,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, please.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Bye.
I don't deserve that.
What is going on with the two of you, D-Train?
Yeah, they started attacking me on text the other day.
Tarot is made from a root. According to some person.
Well,
that
according
knows.
To Dave, it's ant killer.
Yeah. Tarot.
That's andro.
No, it's called tarot, Stan.
That's for sugar ants, tarot.
Yeah.
Tarot.
Learn something, son.
I'm Stan. I know everything about ant poison.
Who wrote that?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, Stan. This is Adam Starr. I'm just calling to remind you that your ass is mine.
Sure is, huh?
Woo!
Cut this.
Yeah.
I'm hot.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Rocky.
Hey, Rocky. How are you, buddy?
Good. Hey, if all men a girl can hold her breath that long, I'll pick up that next $700 ticket there for that coffee trip.
Yep, snorkeling 300 feet down, boy.
Call that skin diver.
Why? It'd be like a pearl diver if you can do that.
It sounded like a horrible trip.
Yeah, it did.
Staying in a dump, eating none of the native food.
Trying to find free activity.
Yeah, and you know that lobster was probably flown there from Maine.
Yeah. Lobster in a gray sauce.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
For $13.99.
No luau, no hula dancing.
Jeez. No staying out on the beach. None of that stuff.
No surfing. No nothing.
No man's land. I'm not man in blue. It's up to you.
277-9600. We're minutes away from the safe word.
What do you got there, buddy?
Yeah.
D-Train obviously has the hots for Shark Girl. It's so obvious.
She's a pretty girl.
She's a pretty girl. Keeps herself toned and in shape. Hasn't let herself go.
She can fight.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, buddy's ass.
Yep.
She kicked your ass. She did.
I saw it on video. To an extent, Stan.
You know, I've mentioned that show, The Americans, a couple of times.
Mm.
Supposedly, Soviet agents that have lived in America undercover Well, they have kids, and the daughter decides she wants to get in the spy game.
Yeah.
And so her mother starts training her in martial arts. And the dad really doesn't want his little girl going into the family business.
Right.
And the girl ends up at a bar where somebody's being mean to her. And so she turns around and uses the martial arts training on him. A lot like what happened to Dave, where they try and knee you in the nuts and all yeah. that. Her dad shows up at her apartment after this and he goes, "Come at me." "Oh, what do you mean? Like play, pretend?" "No. I want you to come at me. I want to see what you've learned." And she comes and kind of slaps at him. He goes, "No, really do it." And then he picked her up, put her up against the wall, and said, "Yeah, you learned a little something. But maybe don't go starting stuff you can't finish."
Yeah.
Damn right. Sean Connery to her ass.
Okay.
What does that mean? What do you
put
mean?
Put her up against the wall, man. Sean Connery was known to do that, bro.
To who?
In 007, man.
Huh.
Come on, now.
I just didn't follow you there. You might have been thinking of Roger Moore. Could it have been Timothy Dalton?
No, yeah. bro. Sean Connery was the one,
was
man.
Was it Lazenby?
No, bro. It was
Daniel
Connery.
Craig.
No, bro.
Pierce Brosnan?
Connery would smack a bitch quick.
You thinking of Peter Sellers?
He would.
From all the right. Absolute Law text
That's
line.
That's the Pink Panther, man.
Come on, who couldn't whip Dave's ass? He's a puss.
Oh, that is uncalled for.
Yeah, text line tough, guys.
Low blow.
Bring it on.
Low blow.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break here.
Why don't you tell Stan how much he knows?
No, you do a good job of that.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, you know.
I'm Stan.
Yeah, I'm Stan, and you know what? Today, I'm going to hang out with my hoity-toity friends, and we're going to go to the nice, classic beer bar where you build your own, and we're going to have these nice hors d'oeuvres, and then we're going to go shoot a 9-round of golf, and then we're going to go dancing.
Hey everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners, and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96KROQ app that you can download from your app store, or simply go to 96krock.com.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96KROQ.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. You still have a good 9 minutes to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. Because I'm looking at the text. They're mocking Dave because I gave out the safe word, that being neon. Mm-hmm, let me tell you. Oh, look at Stan. He can say the word neon. He can spell it.
Yep. That's it.
What were you telling
That's
me outside?
It. Oh, I'm Stan. You know, shrimp scampi and, you know, golf. Top-notch vodkas and, you know.
Yeah.
Only hang out with the hoity-toities. You know, right. My contract says I got to hang out with the normal people.
Remember when you and I used to hang out?
Yeah.
Until you burned me too many times?
Oh, shut up.
Shrimp scampi.
Yeah. up.
Oh, that's breakfast.
That's class all the way.
Yeah, that's just
what
breakfast.
Else happened?
Yeah,
what else?
Shrimp cocktails and, you know, lobster lunches. And then, you know, top-notch Black Angus burgers that are flown in from Japan.
No, Prime only. Okay, remember that.
Whatever,
Prime.
Bro. Well, just fire up your grill and cook some meat.
Well, Black Angus burgers are American.
Oh,
if
that
it's
would,
flown
oh, yeah,
in
Kobe,
from Japan,
Kobe,
it is
yeah,
Kobe.
Kobe
or
sorry.
Wagyu.
Yeah, Kobe, yeah. Whatever, dude.
I'm Stan.
Yeah, I'm just Stan. I live the high life.
Where'd you shower today?
By the river, okay? It was nice.
What was it, like a little cottage by the river where you showered
yes,
there?
Yes, it was a nice little outdoor area.
From the Absolute
you
Law.
You showered outdoors by the river.
Absolute Law.
Damn
text
right
line.
I did, man.
Monday's safe word should be puss.
You know, no once way. Again, yep, it's, you know what? Yeah. It's not even going to affect me anymore.
Yeah, that nerve's dead.
It's yeah.
Puss.
Yep.
It's Neon. You got about another 7 minutes. Neon. Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com. Neon. N-E-O-N. Neon.
I'm Stan.
I wore spell, that in the 80s.
I can spell neon.
N-E-O-N.
You know, I'd sit back and chill because the only reason you're here is because of me.
Well, thank you. What a dick.
K-Rock traffic.
All right.
I'd wake up to that.
Woo! I'll tell you. What, do you need to car wash anything? Take care of something?
I don't have the money on me.
Oh, I'm not talking about that, you know, because, you know, you're such in high society, you know.
Mm,
us lowlifes do stuff.
Cocktail.
Yeah, you know, we do that stuff for you guys for free.
Golf.
Yeah.
Imported Black Angus beef.
Yeah.
Flown in from Japan.
Yeah. He's out riding on dolphins' backs
you
and
traffic?
Stuff.
What?
Yeah. That's what
he's
nice.
Out riding on dolphins' backs?
Yeah, yeah. Out there, you know, with all his other hoity-toity friends, you know.
And that's what they do?
Oh, yeah. They eat
shrimp scampi and ride dolphins.
Yeah, they say, you want to go for a ride? Yeah. You know what? I don't even have boats. Guess what we ride? We ride fish.
Dolphins aren't fish.
Or you know, whatever the hell. Mammals. All right, hey, check it out, man. We got a crash in
Classic
Fort Myers.
Classic Dave. Classic Dave. Oh, shut up, Stan, because that's all he knows what to say, because he's a dumbass puss.
Hey.
You know what? I'm sorry to say,
are
people.
Are you going to do traffic?
Real quick, crash Maida Lane and Gladiolus Drive, and then we have a crash in North Fort Myers in the 500 block of Pine Island Road right in front of the Walmart. You're up to date in a little update, 30
Coming
minutes.
Up in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about to tell you because right in front of him are the headlines and he's going to deliver them.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. 70% of Americans plan to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, and 10% understand what it's about.
Yeah, it's really about nothing. It's a made-up holiday.
There is a gigantic internet controversy going on right now. Heated debate as to what the H in IMHO stands for.
IMH. I don't know.
You'll understand when I hear the story. You know, if I hear another person say F Trump or F-45, I've got a good mind to go out to the garage, take my baseball bat, hammer it full of nails, go back over to where they are, and give them what for. You know, who would have thought peace in Korea? For our entire lifetimes, it's been a mess.
And before.
And here's another. This is all thanks to Trump. North and South Korea's ping pong teams join forces in the World Ping Pong Championships.
Yes, sir.
A man's dog disappears, and he finds out it was stolen by the Amazon delivery guy. And finally, drunk man won't stop trying to sexually assault the tailpipe of a car.
Sick.
Even as the cops are yelling at him.
Hey, you, stop that!
You gotta get a hose.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It's Friday. You know, even though it's Friday and it's one of the, I just dread this show every week, we do find time for laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. There she is. There's our gal.
Miss Menthol 2017.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Puss Boy.
Ooh. Woo.
Stan, why did you say
me? You know what? Doesn't affect me anymore. Be better to come up with something better.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't say it.
Haney. The most respected anchor man in Southwest Florida.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
You are.
You're just keeping your cool, man.
Yeah,
I admire that because I thought for a second you were going to start going, I'm D-trained.
I thought about it, but I held back because we got a show to do tomorrow.
He's being a Fonzie. And what's Fonzie?
What?
Fonzie's cool.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Cool.
You know, people think it's easy to just get ripped on all day long.
Bro, you know...
Let me tell you
something. You got to have thick skin to be in this business.
Hi.
Thank you. Today is May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
That is exactly my point. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your way Two into Star Wars.
You, and this is, goes out to all you warsies out there.
And some of you want to be warsies, too.
Yep. Top things that your way to into Star Wars.
Speak backwards, you do.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You personally don't believe there's much wrong with a brother and sister making out just a little.
I'm a male.
You've narrowed down your list of potential baby names to Darth Lando and Jar Jar.
Wow. There is the tortoise.
You go through the Wendy's drive-thru every day just so you can chat with Billy D. Williams.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
I think that might be true.
Love it.
You know, nothing goes down quite so smooth as a cold Colt 45.
Yeah.
How dare he?
You secretly wish your son would lose a hand.
Yeah.
When people refer to you as Jabba the Hutt, part of you feels proud.
Yep.
I'm having chest pain.
You and your wife have used a lightsaber to,
I feel the same way.
You know more about the controls on the Millennium Falcon than the dashboard of your Hyundai.
Yeah.
First dance at your wedding was that Cantina song.
Love it.
Ha 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 ha!
Yeah. All right. Stan and
Haney.
Stan and Haney. What horse should I put my money on for this Saturday? And Dave, how do you make a mint julep?
That I have no idea. Stan, that's your class
ice,
of people.
Mint and bourbon. There you go.
Normal people don't drink stuff like that, huh?
No.
Only hoity-toity?
Yeah. Real men drink beer.
Only. There's never a time you'd have a cocktail?
Or a fireball?
Some shots, yeah.
Every time you go to the Italian restaurant, you order boba fettuccine. You voted for Donald Trump because you believe that's an Ewok on his head.
I don't wear a toupee.
No, he doesn't.
You make that lightsaber sound every time you get a little excited down there. Chewie. And finally, the top sign you're way too into Star Wars.
Yes.
You named your testicles Chew and Baca. And that, my friend, is a fourth one.
Elvis, I left the building.
That's it, man.
Freddy. Ahoy at StanandHaney.com. Ahoy.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What? That's it.
Dave, you're so misunderstood.
From the Absolute Law text line, I'm pretty sure I've seen Dave the Waterman on at least one episode of Honey Boo Boo.
I don't even know what do they mean by that.
I don't know.
Uncle Squirrel?
From the Absolute Law text line, I can't wait until Monday so my IQ can go back up when Dave's not there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is from...
IQ's pretty low to be even writing something like that, bro.
This is supposed... Being here with us, you've always told me that. It's supposed to be therapeutic for you.
It is.
Harvard studies show people that listen to metal music are smart.
Damn right.
This is from... Hilton. And that's the person's name. I'm looking at it.
What?
Hilton.
Like Lawrence Hilton Jacobs?
Yep. Ahoy, guys. Just curious if you guys heard that Brian Howe was invited to the royal wedding. I heard him talking about it on one of the morning shows this morning. Bastards got more pull than the president. Trump wasn't invited. You guys are the best, signed Hilton. P.S. Dave, you've changed, man.
You guys are doing good.
He ain't going. Trust me. He ain't going.
Mm-mm.
And if he is, it's in the service industry.
Yeah, I'd file that under. It's fun to pretend.
Yeah. This is from your secret admirer. Ahoy, Scooter and Ding Dong. Been a long time listener, and it's been a while since I've been able to listen regularly to the show now. I must tell you, what a stress relief it is when 2 o'clock hits every day. I coach youth football here locally, and every year we seem to have a couple of girls come out for one of the teams. We try hard not to treat them differently from the boys. I had a situation last year when running a drill. One of the girls' parents came to me after practice and suggested when doing contact drills, I put his daughter up against smaller boys. I told him the same thing I tell any parent. When it's a real game, we can't stop it and then ask the other coach to put the smaller kids in when your kid is in the game. After a couple of more practices... She was no longer on the team. If a girl wants to do a boy's sport or a boy's activity, I agree they should be treated as equals. But it's just not the case. It's not possible. Love the show. Signed, your secret admirer. Okay, I'm going to give you a fair warning. I have not read this. I don't know where it will go. Scatter.
Jesus.
I find your question of the week. Our question of the week was yesterday. What were the three things if you were 15? Oh, let's ask Dave. You're 15. Yeah. You're 15.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. I know you act like it now, but let's go back to your
man.
Biologically 15.
Yeah.
I'm a male. What name three things that Haney would find in your room?
You'd find a guitar. You'd find model rockets. You know, used to shoot rockets off.
Yeah, Estes.
And lots of model glue.
Yeah, Estes rockets. And a guitar. And probably I had a little wooden box with weed in it, man.
Yeah. What about testers?
Testers glue, yeah. A lot of testers paints.
Lemon or regular?
Regular, man.
Full force. Scatter. I had to find your question of the week by thinking back half my life ago.
Oh.
Back when I was 15, up to about the age of 18 or 19, you would find three different boxes of stolen door stops, staplers, and a tape dispenser.
That's as bad as the kid who used to steal the mouse balls out of the computer lab at my school.
My friend and I used to take that stuff whenever we could from school just for the thrill of it. We both had quite a collection.
Of door stops.
I don't remember what I
ever... Oh, I know people do it. I've had mine stolen.
Yep.
Right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I ever did with the staplers and the tape dispensers, but I remember on one of the last very early mornings of school, I brought back all of the little wooden blocks... And I know I had over 200 of them, including one tied to a bass string that I managed to smuggle. And I dumped them all on the other side of the gate of the school entrance.
That'll show them.
I kind of wonder what the mindset of the first person to get there that morning and discovering them and having to pick them all up. I'm not sorry either.
What was the purpose?
Glad we clarified that.
Yeah.
What was the purpose of tying one to a bass string?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And which string was it?
It doesn't say. That's great, Scatter. Ed said you checked his room when he was 15 years old. You'd get a black light, incense burner.
Yeah.
Beanbag chair.
Hell yeah.
With Iron Butterfly playing on the Kenwood. Yeah.
Used to love the Iron Maiden posters with Eddie.
But that wasn't in your room at 15.
No, that was something that was in there. You said three things, bro.
Dave's room at 15, sock, lotion, paper towels.
I'm sorry to say, but no, sir.
Eddie's a footy sock.
My brother.
Oh, God. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, your answer on the presidential trivia was Taft. He had a cow. Taft was didn't have enough butter and milk. Stan, I love the way you stood your ground yesterday. Also, the three things in my room were three 15-year-old girls.
In your dirt floor cabin?
Don't I wish. Yeah, he was 15. He lived in a log cabin. there really was a meticulous, put-together model of a 55 Chevy. A collection of empty Avon bottles, and my transistor radio. I'm glad he brought up the Avon bottles, because that used to be the door-to-door catalog, cologne, aftershave.
Avon calling.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to come, and for like the men's things, they used to put them in these decanters. And everybody said back in the 60s and the 70s, save those Avon decanters that the colognes and aftershaves came in, because they'll be valuable someday. They're not. Also, my transistor...
You mean there's not a huge demand for them?
No.
You can get them on Etsy for $6 a piece.
Yep. Also, my transistor radio. Back in the day, all we had was AM. Now, yesterday's news on the investigation was something I did not know. A sitting president cannot be subpoenaed. Now, wouldn't you think Mueller knew that? So with that information, maybe we should forget about Trump and go after the real known liars and criminals. And it's a long list. Nothing but a bunch of traitors and to be punished for to the fullest extent of the law. Screw Mueller. He's such a dickweed. Of course, that's just my opinion. There it is. I remember that Avon bottle.
Yeah, my dad had that one.
Yeah.
And it is not just your opinion, Guardian. You heard about the federal judge today.
It was spectacular. Spectacular. And he gave him, 60 days or something to get up those documents for the scope of the investigation?
Slapped him down hard
and
said all of the things that we have been thinking from the beginning.
Yep. About time. A Reagan appointee.
Mm-hmm. But then again, so's the crazy one who married Soros.
Yeah.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Friday edition. About 22 minutes for a lot of you before the weekend starts. Dave going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. And then I'm going to tell you where Zito's going to be tomorrow for Cinco de Mayo. He is Mr. Traffic on Friday, the man that can enunciate and deliver a traffic report like nobody else, and nobody else would want to. Here's Dave.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
Thanks for the compliment, Stan.
Anytime.
All right, all right, all right. It's Friday, everybody. Almost quitting time. Woo! It's a big deal for a lot of people, Stan.
It is. It's the start of a big Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Yes, it is.
And the Derby this weekend.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, let's start in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash on the 5,000 block of Lee Boulevard, so you want to be on the lookout for that. There's injuries and road blockage reported there. Two crashes on Daniels Parkway. The first one's at Palomino Lane and Daniels Parkway, right in front of the Starbucks. And the second crash on Daniels Parkway is front of the Speedway at Skyport Avenue. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Appreciate that. If you're looking for something to do on Cinco de Mayo. Now, maybe a lot of you have your nighttime plans, but we're talking about, you know, let's go out and have some fun in the afternoon, too. Jeff Zito, going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo at Moe's Southwest Grill. This one, the Naples location, Berkshire Commons on Radio Road. He's going to be there tomorrow from 11 till 1. $2 Coronas all day, plus free Moe's Cinco de Mayo t-shirts for the first 50 customers. So join Jeff Zito from 96K Rock at Moe's Southwest Grill tomorrow, Cinco de Mayo, 11 to 1, Berkshire Commons location, Radio Road in Naples. Ahoy!
Hey, you said it was cool to talk to Dave today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's here on Fridays. We've got the whole gang here, and there's Dave. And, yeah, you can talk to him. I'm not setting any rules about that. He's here. You want to call? Talk to him. Talk to him.
What's up, caller? What's your name, buddy?
I mean, for real, without, you know, Stan talking about golf or something in the middle of it.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I know, man.
If you want to talk to Dave, now keep in mind, sir, can I have your first name?
Brad.
Brad, keep in mind, we're on the radio, and it's not like a personal phone call where the two of you can be out back talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Just realize it's radio, and if you've got something that might be informative and help everybody else who might be listening, you have a chat with him. He's here. That's why he's here.
All right. Well, what's up, Dave? It's Rad Brad.
What's up, Rad Brad? How you doing, bro?
You know, rip, shred, lacerate. That's what I'm about.
That's
man.
What I'm talking about. Nothing but epic days, right?
This is IQ right here. You want to talk about a bunch of smarty pants right
meeting
here?
Meeting of the minds.
Yeah, meeting of the minds. Go ahead,
hey,
Brad.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Always look up to you, Dave, because it seems like you're living life like right in the tube.
Yeah.
Like
brother,
Cuban, man.
Look, man, look, you know, I, you know, that's what I do.
Sad Brad.
Okay, that's what I do, Brad. Rad Brad. You know, look, man, every day is a gift, and you got to live it to the fullest, bro. And if you don't do it, man, you know, you never know, man.
Right on, right on.
You damn right, Stan. Right on, right on.
You're not talking to me. I'm not interrupting, Brad. Go right
ahead.
Yeah,
please don't.
Right on.
This is Rad Brad we're talking to here, bro. So what's up, Brad?
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. I just...
You high right now, Brad?
I'm high on life, man.
Stan,
damn
this is supposed
right.
to be Dave from
oh,
Brad
yeah.
time.
Sorry.
Take five.
Damn right, Brad.
But, Dave, I think, you know... These other guys are not going to get me. They're not going to understand what I'm even talking about. But I've lived in Fort Myers my whole life.
Right, right.
And I just feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of kooks.
Bro, you're going to find yourself in that situation, man. And you just got to rise above, bro. Rise above the kook level, man, because they're everywhere.
A lot of bros, you knows.
I didn't say you know. Now I just said it because you made me say it, dick. Sorry, Rad Brad. That's Stan and his hoity-toityness, okay?
He's a kook.
I know, man.
Cocktails and whatnot.
Man, the guy, you know, the guy likes to go out.
You're talking to Brad,
about
me.
I'm sorry, Stan. Sorry, Brad. What's your big plans on Cinco de Mayo, by the way, bro?
Well, my big plans is I want to get the F out of here.
You want to get out of town?
I want to go to where I feel like I would be appreciated, which is California.
It you might be absolutely, man. You know, man. There's some nice
and
places there.
Bro, here's the problem.
I'm
though,
gonna,
brah.
What's up, bro?
I'm a little bit financially handicapped.
Yeah, I know the feeling, man.
And I'm just wondering, you know, you're pretty smart.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, a lot of the you knows in few more you knows.
Well, you know how to like get money when you don't have any.
Well, you go out, you know, try some panhandling,
grifting with your friends.
You know,
well, I tried that one thing that you said to go to the gas station.
Yeah,
and
you pull up to the pump, you pop open your gas cap, and then you say, man, I forgot my wallet. And then, hey, you got a buck? And then you hit the next person. You got a buck? And next thing you know, you got 10 bucks.
You know?
I didn't say that.
But it seems like that's so easy for you. People just say no to me.
You know? Well, what's wrong, man? Are you physically, like, disabled looking or something, man, or what's the deal?
Dude, no, I'm yoked.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Practicing the martial arts and stuff?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, karate. Right on. It's Rad Brad, Stan.
We're live on the air, Brad. I mean, this conversation could be done if you called him in the office. I'll give you his number. Question for him or something that you know
you
might? Jeez, bro.
Can't you shut that kook up?
No,
wait a second. You're calling the Stan and Haney
show.
Let me
tell you something, Brad. I wish I could.
This is a personal call going on right here. Snap out of it, you deadbeat.
Are you going to let him say that to you, Brad? You're going to let Stan call you a deadbeat, bro?
He can say whatever he wants, man. I don't play golf.
I know. Me neither, bro.
So here's what I was thinking, bro.
What's that?
I want to know if you got any ideas or you think it would be good. I was thinking about going to like an exit ramp on the highway.
Right.
With a cardboard sign that says, homeless vet, please help.
No, now that's stepping a little too far over the bounds, bro. You know,
you could say homeless,
but you don't use veterans. Or,
stolen valor, bro.
Yeah, man.
It's stolen valor.
Do not use
that. You dirt bag.
Now, that's over the boundaries, bro.
But I don't know what to do, bro, because there's only so much money in my mom's purse and my dad's
wallet. I hear you, man. I hear you. You know, I actually had to go get
a sign that says strong back looking for employment.
Yeah, you know.
I'll work.
I might be able to help you out. I might be able to help get you a job, man. Do you like heavy metal?
A job?
Yeah. The J to the O to the B, bro.
Dude, I want to, like, go out to the LBC.
Oh, man. You know, hey, it's nice. You're going to enjoy it.
Expensive. High cost
of
living.
You know, I mean, you really, really are going to.
How many times are you going to
Because I want to go out
You shut up, man. Sorry, Brad.
I want to go out, and I want to surf, and I want to rap.
What?
You can spit lines?
Yeah, I mean, you can rap.
Yeah, can you spit some lines for us,
now,
Brad?
Now this is getting interesting, Brad. I want to hear some rad rapping, man.
Freestyle.
Yeah. What you got?
Oh, you just want me to...
Yeah, just break something down, dude. Down? Yeah, just break it down, man. Give me something.
Well... My name is Brad, and I am rad, even though Stan says that he thinks I'm sad.
Yeah, we got some work to do, Brad. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work.
I just want to go out there, and I want to be, like, you know, hanging with Snoop Dogg and people like that.
Brad, it just doesn't work that way, you know?
You said like a change of scenery is good.
It is good.
What if I just want to go lock myself in the woods? How do I do that?
Oh, there you go,
Brad,
Dave.
You gotta have connections. Do you have any connections to the West Coast at all, Brad? Any connections at all?
What are you talking about? He can lock himself in the woods anywhere, couldn't he, Dave?
Well, he could, but he's talking about going out west, and I was just
curious.
What
do you want to do, sad Brad? Any woods work for you?
Do you want to go to the Appalachian?
I can't really afford my current lifestyle without getting some financial influx of funds.
Man,
so
brother.
You said that you locked yourself in the woods and solved all your problems.
Yeah, I did, man. I did. I went to the woods, man, for 9 months. No power, no water, no nothing, man.
Well, I tried it in like a vacant lot next to my parents' house, and it didn't work because I could get out.
Yeah. Would you have like a little like 4-man tent, 12-man tent? What were you living in?
What?
Oh, I just went over there for like 45 minutes, and I realized I could leave anytime I want. I want to lock myself in the woods.
Well, you just need to, you know what you need to do, bro? You need to get you a good set of waders or something, because locally, obviously, we got a lot of swampland, and just walk back up in there deep. Get back in there, and I mean deep back in there. Make sure you got a weapon, you know, because you're going to need to eat. Now, are you afraid to kill anything, Brad? You afraid to fish?
I used to. I was dating this girl who said that fishing was murder.
Are you kidding me?
But I'm not with her anymore, so I don't really care.
All right. Well, then good. Now, listen, man. Make sure.
So
you,
how do I? You're gonna? Can you tell me how I'm like supposed to live off the land then?
Well, look, Brad. What I'm trying to help you here a little bit. Well, man.
You're confusing him,
no,
me,
I'm not.
The audience, like a D train. He doesn't know whether he's coming or going.
Why? Why? Because he's gonna walk into the woods.
Tell him how to walk in the woods.
Just start walking.
How does he live
Stan?
Off the grid?
How does he live off the
Just
grid?
Just start walking.
Are you that dunce?
You know what, Brad? I'm sorry, Brad, but I'm dealing with a guy that thinks he's
how
the best.
Do you live? Don't.
I would assume you need
me.
A destination.
Yeah.
Step
that's
one.
That's what I'm.
Yeah,
I'm trying to.
Don't shame
I told
me.
Him, walk
he said,
somewhere.
Just start walking.
Yeah, walk somewhere.
Yeah, but we already
get back up
about
in
that,
there,
so,
man.
So you asked me if I had a weapon. Yeah, I could steal my dad's snub-nosed .38 police special.
Okay, then. There you go. Okay.
So what do I do?
Well, then, you know, you get you one of those, what do they call those, like, little strikers that you can start fires with.
Hey, you hear him? He's lighting a cigarette. Can he smoke out in the woods?
No, man. You don't want to be smoking in the woods. It's dry season, man.
What's a striker?
You know, what you start a fire with, bro. You got any matches? Obviously, you got a lighter. Obviously, you're smoking right now. You just need some fire, man. You need to start a fire.
Right on.
All right. You need
and
to kill
burn,
you something. All
just,
right.
And just like burn the whole friggin' place down, right?
No, man.
He's asking you how to survive. He wants
I'm
to
trying.
Lock himself in the woods, Dave.
Look.
How does he survive in the woods? You claim that you did it. Help Brad, who wants to get away.
My situation was different, Stan. I had a cabin that I went to.
All right. Brad, first you need a cabin.
Right on.
All right, you
all
need
right.
to find a cabin in the woods, someplace where you can go and put your head at night, brah.
Yeah.
So I got a gun and I got a cabin.
Okay. Now what?
Okay, you got your gun, you got your cabin. Now you kind of get you a manual if you can of the local fauna. And
manual of the local fauna.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what that is? You know what that is, Brad?
Yeah, that's the water source.
Yep.
Local animals, things of that nature, edible. You don't want to eat certain berries and things that might make you sick and kill you. You know, you need to read up on some of this stuff.
Now, do you go halfway into the woods, Dave? Because after you go halfway in, you'd be starting to go out of the woods again. So you'd have to go in halfway, and then that would be going into the woods. Because
depends.
Otherwise, you'd be coming out of the woods.
Depends on where he's going, Stan. See, when I went in... I went, like...
How many acres qualifies the woods?
I mean,
you don't
want
to go into a lot in Cape Coral.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. I mean, the guy wants to go lock himself away, man. Now, I went up into the mountains.
Stupid
and
advice.
I went into the damn mountains, man. Way up.
So he wants to go to California. Maybe you can tell him some mountains
you
to go into.
You just sat there and told me he didn't want to go to California.
I'm not a
that
mind
he
reader.
Wanted to stay in somewhere
this
local.
This is just between you and Rad Brad.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't understand.
Well, no, it's
why are you yelling at me? He wants to go in the mountains in the woods.
Just starts and doesn't
Sorry,
stop
Brad.
On me. Sorry, Brad, bro. You know, Stan doesn't get it sometimes, man.
What's the gun for?
Texter says, Dave, you're all over the board.
Well, Texter's a texter, man.
Be concise with this man. He can only understand simple words, Dave.
Look, dude.
What's the gun for?
Look, man, kill you like a, I don't know, man.
Don't say kill you and then leave it sitting there like that. He's liable to do it.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you can't shoot bobcats or nothing like that.
For protection.
You got to get maybe a bear or something. Well, I don't think you can shoot bears
either. You're telling somebody who lives in town to go shoot a bear.
With a snub-nosed 38.
Yeah, is that what you did? No, you didn't.
I shot rabbits, bro.
Then why don't you tell him to go shoot a rabbit? Hey, Brad, I'm sorry, brah. I thought you would have gotten some more information because he likes to brag he locked himself in the woods and got all better.
Brad, I don't think the woods are for you.
Yeah, I don't
know. What do you do if it gets hot or it rains?
You take shelter, bro. That's why you have a cabin.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Once again.
No. Another helpful segment of How To with Dave.
Yeah. No, man.
And
no,
once
bro.
Again,
look.
You go and, you, like the guy said, you're look. All over the place.
No, look, man.
He
look.
Asked for some advice.
Rad
you
Brad.
Gave nothing.
No, Rad Brad wants to go into the damn swamp. Are you kidding me?
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Quitting time for a lot of you. The weekend beginning. Cinco de Mayo weekend. Derby weekend. 21 horses in the Derby, I think. Audible is who I'm going with. This Justify. Everybody loves Justify. Mm-hmm. Didn't run a race as a two-year-old. Everybody's high on this horse.
His sire is Scat Daddy.
Yeah.
Scat Daddy is also the sire of Mendelssohn, who won the UAE race 18 and a half lengths.
And Justify is going to come in as the favorite. And the only thing that in a race like this, because there's good numbers, there's good odds, you want to beat the favorite. And usually, leading up to the Derby, because it's a crapshoot, the favorite doesn't win.
Mm-hmm.
So find something that can beat him.
You know what I saw in looking over the Derby entrance? When they list it, you know, they of course list the horse, jockey, trainer, and owner.
Yeah.
And I saw several horses, and I hadn't seen this before, owned by China People's Horse or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah.
No, the guy that's got Justify and two other horses in the Derby is a Boston guy. New England guy. Evidently mega money. He's owns Justify too. That's one of the horses he has. A lot of money, hires the best trainers, and he's got three horses in the Derby.
Jeez. Well, that's a thing, and you know this. When you got, you know, 20 plus horses on a track.
Yep. It's luck.
In a normal race, you can usually pick out the favorite and who's going to be a contender.
Yeah.
But it's so weird with that many horses and the atmosphere of that race.
Yeah.
You know, normally these horses are racing and the crowd, a normal crowd, is nothing like what's at the Derby. Yeah. All of the sounds and the smells and everything
maybe
are off.
7-8 horses in the race.
Mm-hmm. And this is something, no matter what horse it is, it's not something they're used to.
No.
And they know something's off.
And there's no way to get positioning with your horse with that many of them. Some horses and some jockeys like to go to the inside.
Like Calvin Borrell.
And get there. Others like to, sit back a little bit and make a move on the outside down the street. If you got 20 horses, it's not meant for that many horses.
Mm-hmm.
You can't move around. So that's when it becomes luck. And
well, my point is that these thoroughbreds, they crave routine.
Yep.
And this is anything but.
Anything but. That's what makes it the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Is that what they say?
Something like that. I don't know. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, some serious news. Is this happened right around 4:25, less than an hour ago. Stay away from the intersection of US 27 and Evercane Road. This, according to FHP, Hendry County, fatal crash. So you're not going to be being able to go through there if you're over in Hendry County. Circumstances leading up to the crash still unclear. Fort Myers. crash, Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue, right by the mobile gas station. And one more for you in Fort Myers, crash, Bay Harbor Circle at Bay Harbor. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in Washington, Fred Graham in Washington, Bruce Dunning in Saigon, Peter Collins in Saigon, Bob Schieffer in San Diego, and Richard Wagner in San Francisco.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, May 4th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
Okay.
This surprises some people. We live in Florida, the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
Florida has more indoor tanning salons than McDonald's locations.
I didn't know that, but take a look at every damn plaza you go to that's got the tanning salon, and I'll tell you why. It's a quick little analogy story. Florida, the Sunshine State, is for tourists. They come down during the winter months, and sometimes in Florida, it gets cold. Sometimes in Florida, the sun's not always out. Sometimes in Florida, we may even in the morning get a little frost or something like that. And if you're vacationing down in Florida and you go back up to Michigan or Massachusetts or Indiana, they expect you to come back with a tan. It's the truth. Remember in high school, I feel so sorry for this girl. Everybody would, you know, the rich parents, and where I went to school, there were a lot of rich parents. And they would have their Christmas vacation down in Florida. They'd go to Disney World, and they'd go and spend some time on the East Coast to go to the beach. And they'd all come back with their golden tans. There was one girl. Her name was Susan. I won't say her last name because I don't think I remember her last name.
That's why.
Yeah. She went down to Florida in February, I think it was. You know, one of the winter months. Came back still as white as a ghost. And I thought you were in Florida. Where's the teachers would even say it. Well, Susan's back from vacation. We all know she went to Florida. Evidently, she stayed inside. No, Florida was going through a cold snap, and everybody stayed inside. It might have been one of those years where they had that in the paper. It snowed in Miami. It's one of those things, and remember her being so upset. She said, you have no idea how cold it was down in Florida. We were looking to find jackets and sweaters and all that stuff. Couldn't. Oh, well, there's Susan back from Florida. What did you do, Susan? Stay inside?
You idiot.
Likely
and
story.
So, you know what? You have one of the tourist capitals of the world. You have the tanning shops down here so that when you go back up north, you got a tan.
Oh, that explains it. You know, I didn't really think about tan or not tan because I grew up in Daytona, so I was always around the beach and outside running around as a kid. And then when I moved to Pennsylvania, first thing all those kids said, oh, look at him with the tan. This is normal. This is normal. What's your problem? Had no concept of it, but I know they were deeply jealous.
Oh, there was incredible jealousy when we'd come back and you'd have, from Florida, and you'd be up north and you'd see people with the tan.
It's borderline status symbol. Like Stan said, a lot of the rich kids and popular kids, when I moved to California after I graduated to go to school for computers, I came back to visit my friends after a year, and like, you're pale. I thought you lived in California. It's like, well, you can't get a tan sitting behind a computer screen for 8 hours a day.
They automatically expected it. When you, because again, very foreign to people from other states that don't come down here to vacation normally. They just know of people that have gone to Florida, mm-hmm. go to
and
California.
They come back with a tan.
They come back with a tan.
Christmas break, spring break, you knew.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, yeah, well, your tan's going to fade, and we're going to make you as miserable as we are.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the girls who'd go to Bahama and come back with their hairs braided real tight. Same thing.
Well, that's, wow. That's kind of stretching it, but yeah. I know what you mean. Well, there was a time when Hayden and I were young and the movie 10 came out and girls wanted to get their hair all braided up.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like Bo Derek.
Really makes a mess of the hair,
too. Sure does. It ruins it. Snaps it right off.
Humans are a messy species.
Filthy.
And you have two competing visions going forward as to the future of humanity. It seems like all of the the powers that be have decided that Earth needs to expand to the stars. And you have two schools of thought. You have your Larry Page Google group that wants everybody to turn into robots to go live among the stars. And then you got Elon Musk that says, we'll go to the stars, but we'll still be human.
Yeah.
But we're messy. And we've already done it. There are 96 bags of poop, pee, and vomit currently residing on the moon.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Astronauts from the Apollo missions left them there because they needed to reduce the weight of their shuttles. So they left their sick on the moon so they would have the room to bring back moon rocks and stuff.
And we didn't think about this in the 60s. You can still hear, if you look up YouTube, you can hear Walter Cronkite talking about when they were waiting to lift off from the moon, that how they would jettison their garbage.
Mm-hmm.
The astronauts are preparing to leave the moon. They'll be jettisoning their garbage. That was all of their bodily stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, the big backpacks that they wore on the moon.
Yep.
That was thrown out. Everything was thrown out. Everything was thrown out to make it as light as possible so they can bring back as many samples as they could.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, with the numerous alien bases on the moon, they then went and picked that up and studied it.
Yeah. Made sure cleaned it. Somebody was out there with a rake.
Yep. When you think about Nevada, you think about Las Vegas, and you think anything goes.
Sure.
Many things are legal in Nevada that are illegal elsewhere. However, there is one thing that is illegal in Nevada that you can do in many other places.
What's that?
There is no lottery in Nevada. Lotteries have been illegal in Nevada since the state's constitution was ratified in 1864. So, no lottery for Nevada. But casino gambling,
yeah, no problem.
Prostitution,
yep.
No problem.
Have at it.
See, there's always a trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time the Powerball gets really large, my brother drives out of state to get a ticket.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of people do that.
That's Bush League.
And it is. It's a waste of time, especially where your brother lives. To get out of state, it's a long drive.
Yep.
He really does that?
Yep. Whenever most people, they don't play the Powerball until it gets, like, super ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the chances of winning gets that much more.
Why
ridiculous.
Doesn't he just drive around the corner and find a nice progressive to play?
He probably does that, too. But they used to do that in, and it's not as big as Nevada, But before Connecticut got the lottery, and I remember I was a little kid, well, surrounding states had them. I don't know, Vermont, New Hampshire, I don't know. But I remember people when the lottery was getting a big, they would go and drive out of the state of Connecticut to go get a lottery ticket and come back.
It's kind of like driving from here to Ocala for a lottery ticket.
Well, that's Bush League. You ever want to make anybody mad, use that phrase.
Yeah, it's Bush League.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Amateur hour.
Yep. Yep. And never explain yourself.
No.
Nope. Well, tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, and 70% of Americans plan to celebrate.
Jeez.
Only 10% know what it is we might be celebrating.
It's the Mexican independence, man.
They did a survey and first asked, are you celebrating? Yes. Do
yeah,
you know
man.
What it, and then they asked, do you know what it's about? And they even made it a multiple choice question. Only five answers. 39%, as D-Train said, identified it as Mexican Independence Day, which is incorrect.
Yep.
26% said they think of it as a general celebration of Mexican-American culture. 13% said it is strictly a drinking holiday. And 13% admitted they had no idea. 10%, probably those that tend to Christmas tree these things.
Yep. Odds are 10%.
Yep. 10% correctly answered it's the anniversary of Mexico's victory over France, the Battle of Puebla.
Puebla, like Puerto Rico.
Happened on May 5th, 1862. The top ways people will be celebrating tomorrow.
Yeah.
Eating too much Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Drinking too many margaritas.
Yeah.
Drinking Mexican beer and whooping it up.
That's the battle of what?
Pueblo. Pueblo.
Puerto Rico.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I-M-H-O is one of those internet acronyms that's been around since people were chatting on America Online. You know, it's right up there with your LOL and all of that. It has now become the subject of a massive internet-wide debate more than two decades later. Why?
Why?
The internet is completely divided on what the H stands for in I-M-H-O. Is it in my humble opinion, or is it in my honest opinion?
I'll go humble for 50.
I've always thought it was humble. And when you think about it, it does make a difference in the tone of what you think you might be saying and the person mm-hmm. reading it. So BuzzFeed put up a poll, and after more than 150,000 votes...
Humble wins. I get the 50, right?
Honest is leading Jeez. Humble at a 60-40 split.
Oh, please. And with that many submissions, it doesn't come out to 60-40. It should be like 62-point-something and whatever that makes 100.
That's because anybody gets involved in that sort of poll is an idiot to begin with.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Bush League.
It's Bush yep. League.
Amateur hour.
Yeah. Stick their hand up.
You are just, you won't let that go.
I used it on Dave. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I used it on him. Floored him.
Did you tell D-Train about
that?
No,
I have no idea.
I'll tell you during the break.
Yeah, it's unpleasant.
But you immediately get a vision.
This one is Limey saying?
Yeah. And it'll throw you off.
I think it's from Denmark.
It's all the same.
He even had to say, "Well, that's a good one."
Yeah, it floored him. You know, we've done the stories. Amazon wants people to trust them with a lot of things. They want you to allow their delivery people to drop off packages inside your home, in the trunk of your car.
Yep.
They've got a ways to go with that. A man named Richard Gutfield from Buckinghamshire, England, got home last Friday and was highly distressed when he realized his miniature schnauzer puppy named Wilma was missing.
Aww.
It didn't take him long to figure out what happened. When an Amazon delivery driver was dropping off a package of dog food, well, he left the dog food and stole the dog. Richard started contacting Amazon repeatedly, and eventually he got them to pay attention and retrace the driver's steps using the GPS on his truck. They tracked him down, and his boss personally returned Richard's dog. Amazon says the driver worked for an independent delivery company.
Sure, pass the buck.
And they won't be doing business with that company anymore. No word on whether Richard is going to involve the royal family in this.
We got a picture of the... Aww!
Hey, Wilma.
Cute dog.
Cute as a button.
You know, that miniature schnauzer.
You want to say hi to Wilma, you better say hi to Fred.
Amateur hour.
Yeah, amateur hour.
Bush league.
Yeah, but you get a damn miniature schnauzer. What do you take me for?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Police in Newton, Kansas, received a call late Tuesday night regarding a nude man outside an apartment complex.
Oh, God.
When they arrived, they found a 24-year-old gent who was completely hammered, nude, and desperately attempting to make love to the tailpipe of a car.
Stop it. Stop it. Jeez. A dual exhaust. Jeez.
And he continued to do this, even with the police looking on and telling him to stop.
It's got to be extremely painful.
A lot of sharp edges.
Yes!
Now, my thought would be to turn a hose on him.
That was logical.
Maybe there wasn't one available, but he really would not stop doing what he was doing, and the police tased him. That did the trick.
I bet it did.
Then they took him to the hospital, where they ran a few tests on this gentleman.
Yeah.
His blood alcohol level was 0.35.
You should be passed out.
That would be more than four times the legal limit and right up there in alcohol poisoning level. He could be facing lewd and lascivious behavior charges.
Do we have a picture of this
guy? Unfortunately, no. I went to six websites.
No,
and they all have photos of car
tailpipes. He's unidentified. They took pity on him.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy, he needs help.
No, I think it means his dad sits on city council.
Or maybe it's just quite simply they spoke to him when he sobered up and he said, "I did what?"
Oh, then that's really bad then. That's really bad. That's called blackouts.
Mm-hmm. And that's the news for today, Friday, May 4th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. Check me out mornings right here on 96 K-Rock from 6 till 10 a.m. Now back to my boys, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this entire week with us. It's greatly appreciated. Roger Marley coming in at 6 o'clock. He'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. They're both in Fort Myers. The first one, a crash, South Point Plaza and College Parkway. The other is a crash at Daniels Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue, right by the mobile gas station. And you are up to date.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, Stan.
Why, thank you, Haney. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, too.
Oh, I had to play a very special Cinco de Mayo song. Because it's all about tequila, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
Isn't it a tequila-based holiday?
A lot of money.
I stepped off the bus in Memphis and stumbled into the first saloon I could find. I bellied up to the rail and I summoned my barkeep. I ordered up tequila, some salt and a lime. And she said, son, you ain't from around here, is you? And I said politely, no, no, ma'am, I ain't. She said, sonny, let me give you a little bit of friendly southern advice. We don't use that junk around here for nothing except, well, maybe thinning out paint. And she said, son, why don't you just take a look around and tell me what you see? Well, I saw a lot of white belt Stetson hats and gator skin boots, you know, and every southern man who had a lady on his arm was drinking whiskey. I said, I do not wish to be out of order, ma'am. I am not a tramp or a bum. The dusty Mexican borderlands are where I've just come from. And with all due respect and deference, tequila is my preference. So she said, relax, honey. You know I would never treat you wrong. And then she bored me up three fingers of that old number seven. She said, rest assured, darling, we're drinking it down here in Dixie. That's 'cause that's what they're pouring up in heaven. And I said, ma'am, your hospitality is well-intentioned. Yes, I know you mean to treat me well. It's just the way I come from. Born and raised in Arizona, don't you know? Me and my friends be more likely to be found drinking what they serve down in hell. And she said, son, why don't you just take a look around and tell me what you see? Well, I saw a lot of furrowed brows into them white felt Stetson hats. And every southern man who had a lady on his arm was looking kinda angry. So I said, I do not wish to be out of order, gents. I'm not a tramp or a bum. The dusty Mexican borderlands are where I've just come from. And with all due respect and deference, tequila is my preference.
Okay!
before. Southern folks, you're angry. We're coming skinny to the bone. And I ain't exactly sure how that old saying goes, boy. But I do know it underscores the fact that you best be drinking what the Romans drink when you're drinking down in Rome. And I said, ma'am, I can see that you just do not understand. And I've been trying to get a proper drink out of this bar now the whole damn night. So kindly send me up that tequila, honey. Let me get it in my blood. Now I'll take you and your whiskey sipping southern boys up on that there fight, she said. Son, why don't you just take yourself a look around and tell me what you see? Well, I saw a lot of grinding teeth and I saw a lot of clenching fists out there. And every southern man who once was over there sitting at the bar was up and coming after me. So I said, I do not wish to be out of order here, gentlemen. I am not a tramp and I am not a bum. The dusty Mexican borderlands are where I've just come from. And with all due respect and deference, yeah, yeah, with all due respect and deference, with all due respect and deference. Gentlemen, kindly do not throw me out ass backwards for hankering for a less civilized spirit. Why don't I just mosey on along, find my tequila on my way back west. Adios, rogando y con el mazo dando. Katie barred the door, passed the gunpowder, and praise the Lord. And as I make haste, yet slowly, to mis amigos who may deem lowly and unholy, I will tell them what I've learned, though I've been gulagged and I've been spurned. Si a Roma fueres, al como vieres, or Wayne Rose.
That is one of the greatest songs ever written.
When the barbarians arrive here at your gate,
that is one of the greatest songs on the face of the earth. Ah! Happy Cinco de Mayo. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
As long as I've been doing stand-up, I've talked about dating. Now I'm involved in a relationship because I figured, hey, what could be worse than dating? So, no, and I'm very loyal in a relationship. You know, any relationship, even when I go out with my mom, I don't look at other moms. You know, I don't go, ooh, 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 I wonder what her macaroni and cheese tastes like. Even when I'm playing with my friend's dog, I feel like I'm cheating on my dog. I swear to God, I feel like I come home with there's dog hair all over me. My dog goes, where the hell have you been? You go, I was at the barber shop. This is human hair. I swear. All right, I threw the ball once. And I'm trying to make this relationship work because, you know, I think that's the key to the whole thing. You know, I think you date for a while, you're in a relationship. Eventually in your life, you have to get married because you just have to at some point in your life. You have to. That's how I feel. That's probably what I'll say at the ceremony. I'll probably go, I have to. No, it's I do, Gary. No, I have to. Trust me, it's an internal pressure. I'll explain it to you at the reception. I
have yourselves a great weekend. Roger Marley up next. Safe word at 6 o'clock. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, you said it was cool to talk to Dave today.
Yeah, you can talk to him.
What's up, caller? What's your name, buddy?
I mean, for real, without, you know, Stan talking about golf or something in the middle of it.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I know, man.
If you want to talk to Dave, now keep in mind, sir, can I have your first name?
Brad. What's up, Dave? It's Rad Brad.
What's up, Rad Brad? How you doing, bro?
Rip, shred, lacerate. That's what I'm about.
That's what I'm talking about. Nothing but epic days, right?
This is IQ right here. You want to talk about a bunch of smarty pants right here?
Meeting of the minds.
Yeah, meeting of the minds. Go ahead,
hey,
Brad.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Always look up to you, Dave, because it seems like you're living life like right in the tube.
Yeah.
Brother, Cuban man.
Look, man, look, you know, I that's what I do.
Sad Brad.
Look, man, every day is a gift, and you got to live it to the fullest, bro. And if you don't do it, man, you know, you never know, man.
Right on, right on.
You damn right, Stan, right on.
You're not talking to me. I'm not interrupting, Brad. Go right
ahead.
Yeah,
please don't. So what's up, Brad?
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, I just...
You high right now, Brad?
I'm high on life, man.
Stan, this is supposed to be Dave from Brand Time.
Sorry.
Take five.
Damn right.
But, Dave, I think, you know, these other guys are not going to get me. They're not going to understand what I'm even talking about. But I've lived in Fort Myers my whole life.
Right, right.
And I just feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of kooks.
Bro, you're going to find yourself in that situation, man, and you just got to rise above, bro. What's your big plans on Cinco de Mayo, by the way, bro?
Well, my big plans is I want to get the F out of here.
You want to get out of town?
I want to go to where I feel like I would be appreciated, which is California.
It, you might be, absolutely, man. You know, there's some nice places there.
Here's the problem,
though. What's up, bro?
I'm a little bit financially handicapped.
I know the feeling, man.
So here's what I was thinking, bro.
What's that?
I want to know, dude, I want to, like, go out to the LBC.
Oh, man, you know, hey, it's nice. You're going to enjoy it.
Expensive,
it's expensive.
High cost
yeah.
of living.
You, you know, I mean, you really, really
going
to.
How many times are you going to say?
Because I want to go out, and I want to surf, and I want to rap.
What?
You can spit lines?
Yeah, I mean, you can rap.
Yeah, can you spit some lines for us,
now,
Brad?
Yeah, now this is getting interesting, Brad. I want to hear some rad rapping, man. From,
freestyle.
Yeah. What you got?
Oh, you just want me to...
Yeah, just break something down,
do
dude.
Now?
Yeah, just break it down, man. Give me something.
Well, my name is Brad, and I am rad. Even though Stan says that he thinks I'm sad.
Yeah, we got some work to do, Brad. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work.
I just want to go out there, and I want to be, like, you know, hanging with Snoop Dogg and people like that.
Brad, it just doesn't work that way, you know?
You said like a change of scenery is good.
It is good.
What if I just want to go lock myself in the woods? How do I do that?
There you go,
Brad.
Dave.
Well, I tried it in, like, a vacant lot next to my parents' house, and it didn't work because I could get out.
What were you living in?
What?
Oh, I just went over there for, like, 45 minutes, and I realized I could leave anytime I want. I want to lock myself in the woods.
Well, you just need to, you know what you need to do, bro? You need to get you a good set of waders or something, because locally, obviously, we got a lot of swamp land, and just walk back up in there deep. Get back in there, and I mean deep back in there. Make sure you got a weapon, you know, because you're going to need to eat.
Yeah, I could steal my dad's snub-nosed 38 police special.
Okay, then. There you go. Okay.
So what do I do?
How many acres qualify as the woods?
I mean,
you don't want to go into a lot in Cape Coral.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. I mean, the guy wants to go lock himself away, man. Now,
and
I went up into the mountains.
Stupid advice.
And I went into the damn mountains, man. You know, Stan doesn't get it sometimes, man.
What's the gun for?
Well, you can't shoot bobcats
protection,
or nothing like
Brad,
that.
For protection.
You got to get maybe a bear or something. Well, I don't think
you're
shoot
telling
bears
somebody
either.
Who lives in town to go shoot a bear.
With a snub-nosed 38.
Yeah, is that what you did? No,
didn't. I shot rabbits, bro.
Then why don't you tell him to go shoot a rabbit? Hey, Brad, I'm sorry, bro. I thought you would have gotten some more information because he likes to brag he locked himself in the woods and got all better.
Brad, I don't think the woods are for you.
Yeah, I don't
know. What do you do if it gets hot or it rains?
You take shelter, bro. That's why you have a cabin.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.